KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, we live in very serious times in which the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is attempting to push world-breaking change on the social, fiscal, and foreign policy front. We face battles in pretty much every arena of our lives politically, attempting to define the most basic terms in human life, ranging from the terms man and woman to the terms family. We're attempting to avoid a recession. There are a lot of very serious things happening in the world right now. This is why it matters that President Trump, who is the only Republican declared candidate so far, it's important to note that he jumped into the water as soon as humanly possible after election 2022, which did not go the way that I think Donald Trump would have liked. Many of his hand-chosen candidates in the Senate did not win. Well, Donald Trump, 2 days ago, announced that he had a major announcement that he was going to reveal on Thursday. And for a lot of people who are watching his campaign, they're thinking, okay, what's that major announcement going to look like? After all, this man is the former president of the United States. This is a guy who presumably is going to have some policy recommendations that he wishes to trot out. He's going to have some important things to say, no matter whether you are pro him or against him. The fact is that when the former president of the United States and a newly declared president for his third consecutive election says that he has a major announcement, people are going to take that pretty seriously. And a lot of people were taking that pretty seriously because, again, if you are assuming that we live in serious times and if you are assuming that Donald Trump is a serious candidate for president of the United States and that he is running a serious campaign, what you would expect is some sort of major policy drop, for example. Or maybe he was going to announce who is running for vice president with him. Or maybe he was going to announce something else politically oriented that made a difference in American public life. Instead, the major announcement almost completely craters his presidential campaign before it even gets off the ground. Even many of his very, very strong allies, people ranging from Steve Bannon to, say, the Hodge twins, were criticizing what Donald Trump did yesterday, and for good reason. So what was Donald Trump's major announcement? Well, he put out on Truth Social the major announcement, all capital letters, major announcement. Quote, "My official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here. These limited edition cards feature amazing art of my life and career. Collect all of your favorite Trump digital trading cards, very much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. Go to collecttrumpcards.com and get your cards now. Only $99 each. Would make a great Christmas gift. Don't wait. They will be gone, I believe, very quickly." And the picture, for those who are not actually watching the show, and this is one of the reasons you should watch the show so you can see the visuals, is a picture of Donald Trump standing in a wrestling ring wearing what appears to be a skin-tight superhero outfit with the American flag as his cape, a giant T on his chest, a rippling six-pack, a wrestling belt championship, and 45 boots, because he was the 45th president of the United States, with electricity popping around him. It's a meme. In other words, he's selling you memes for $99, and this was the major announcement. Super, so major, unbelievably major, collect all the Trump cards, put together, search for Pikachu, find Pikachu, kill Pikachu. In any case, the former president of the United States also put out a video. And again, the reason this matters is because any presidential candidate who did this, it would be bad. The former president of the United States, a man who is the presumptive frontrunner jumping into the race doing this, is cringeworthy. It just is. And again, if you think that politics ought to be a somewhat serious business, that our politicians ought to provide a threat to the people who we believe stand in the way of our freedoms, then when you say you have a major announcement and what you actually drop is what appears to be an NFT money grab, especially in his, I mean, it's like on every available front, it's just, it's the dumbest politics I think maybe I've ever seen. It's painful. It's painful. And this is coming from somebody who voted for Donald Trump in 2020. And, it's just bad. So Trump drops this video, and when I first saw it, I thought it was a deepfake, to be honest with you. I thought there's no way that Donald Trump would acquiesce to the people around him pushing him to do something this stupid. Because, again, NFTs, first of all, nobody understands what an NFT is. A non-fungible token, which is what an NFT is, what it basically is a digital trading card. Essentially, you buy a GIF, and you have the exclusive right to a copy of that GIF. Not the only copy, a copy of the GIF, which means nothing since I can literally just copy and paste one onto my desktop right now without having to spend $99. But here is Donald Trump announcing his major, major announcement. Again, I'm not the one characterizing it as a major announcement. If this has just been one of the many things that he put out, okay. When you're a presidential candidate and the former president of the United States, and you say that you have a major announcement, all capital letters, and your major announcement is spend $99 on my worthless GIF for a chance to possibly win a Zoom call with me. That's not great, Bob. Here was Donald Trump yesterday.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. This is my first official Trump Trading Card NFT collection. And you get a chance to meet me. Go to collecttrumpcards.com right now. And remember, Christmas is coming, and this makes a great Christmas gift.
So, yeah, man. That's it. First of all, I don't think it makes an amazing Christmas gift. If someone gave this to me for Hanukkah, actually, I'll be honest, I think it would be great. If somebody gave this to me for Hanukkah, I'm willing to take it. What? Just what? A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
So first of all, opening with, I'm a greater president than Washington. Come for the, I'm a better president than Washington or Lincoln. And stay for the memes of Donald Trump dressed as an astronaut, I guess, is the idea here. I'm here to announce a major announcement. They call it Magic the Gathering. I have finally completed my set, and you can buy a Magic the Gathering set as well with a picture of me, Leviathan, Power 9. Like, this is not what a presidential candidate should be doing. And everybody was making fun of this yesterday because, again, it is intensely mockable. This, especially the commercial, which sounds as though it came on Fox News at 1 a.m. selling a walk-in bathtub. That is what it feels like. So, here's the question. If Republicans are being ripped up and down, as they should be, for not being serious enough about stopping the left, is this what you want? Is this what you want? It's one of the most counterproductive things I've ever seen a candidate do because of that. If you are a fan of Donald Trump and you wish him to be president, do you actually look at this and think that this is good strategy? Or does it look to you like he's trying to sell you a Trump steak or Trump water? Is it the worst of the Donald Trump branding? I'm pointing this out. Not because I want Donald Trump to lose. I do not think he's the best candidate in a primary. It is specifically because of this kind of stuff. I do not think that he's the best candidate in a primary or in the general election. Joe Biden obviously took the opportunity to jump on Donald Trump with both feet. And again, it's hard not to jump on Donald Trump with both feet when he gives you that open an opportunity. Biden obviously tweeted out, I had some major announcement the last couple of weeks, too. Inflation is easing. I signed the Respect for Marriage Act. We brought Brittany Griner home. Gas prices are lower than a year ago. 10,000 new high-paying jobs in Arizona. Now, all of these things are at least quasi-lies in terms of whether they are good. But that doesn't matter. Joe Biden is basically saying my major announcements are about things that I do as President of the United States, and Donald Trump's major announcement is about NFT trading cards with bad memes from 4 years ago with lasers coming out of his eyes. And this is the part that I think is really telling. If you are this unfocused, if you are this scattered, you cannot defeat the Democrat. You can't. I'm sorry, it's not going to work. And what it feels like, honestly, is it feels like Donald Trump is running a very lackluster campaign because I'm not sure he actually wants to run. I'm not sure what else to make of that. Because yesterday, he actually put out a somewhat major announcement. Here's the thing. Donald Trump literally put out an announcement yesterday about what he called his free speech policy, which actually had some rather interesting things in it. And Trump put out a free speech policy in which he essentially announced that he wanted to ban the government from using its power to cram down on social media companies' bans on information. Now, this would have been, okay, a major announcement, right? Like a policy announcement. This is what you would expect from a candidate, from the former president. Here was Donald Trump announcing that yesterday. But which one do you think gets more attention? Him doing that, or literally, which he did not say was a major announcement, or the thing that he himself said was a major, the most major announcement, which was, in fact, a picture of him in spandex from his life and career. And this is the thing that should have been the major announcement, but it wasn't, even according to Donald Trump. I'm not the one who characterized it that way. He's the one who characterized it that way. Here's Donald Trump.
They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately. And here is my plan. First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis or disinformation.
Okay, so again, like all of this is interesting and worthy of discussion and debate. And that last provision there where he says that he's going to stop the federal government from labeling anything mis or disinformation, you see exactly why he's doing that. Because again, the federal government basically labeled everything up to and including the Hunter Biden laptop story mis or disinformation and ended up cudgeling or encouraging or winking and nodding at social media taking that stuff down. The counter argument on that score would be, well, the federal government sometimes has to say that things are false or whether things are true. But the problem is we don't trust them. Again, all of that is interesting and controversial and worthy of note. But that's not what he called the major announcement. What he called the major announcement was, here I am, and I'm saying to you must buy this poster drawn by me, of me, signed by me, for you. That's not serious stuff. It's more on this in just 1 second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like checking in your baggage at the airport without a lock. You think your stuff is kept private. You never know who's going through your belongings. I mean, it could theoretically be a member of the Department of Nuclear Waste who's stealing your luggage and then going through it. You gotta lock your luggage, gang. When you go online without a VPN, internet service providers can see every single website you visit. They can legally sell that information without your consent to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. When you use ExpressVPN, ISPs can't see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Your data is encrypted for maximum protection. You can fire up the app and click one button, and now you are protected. Phones, laptops, even routers, everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected as well. I want to protect all my online activity because I'm online pretty much all day, every day. And this means that all the vital information about me, including credit card numbers, is available to people who are trying to hack me. ExpressVPN protects me. Secure your online activity. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro today. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Go check them out right now. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up. A lot of Republicans like Donald Trump because the left keeps attacking him. There's only one problem. The left also keeps attacking Ron DeSantis in ways that are actually just as bad. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So if you think the left only hates Donald Trump, that ain't true. They hate DeSantis, too. And they hate Ron DeSantis for a different reason than they hate Trump. They hate Trump because, yes, obviously he politically opposes much of their agenda. Also, they hate Trump because they see Trump as sort of a class traitor. Trump was a guy who should have been in their corner. Until about 2014, he was very socially liberal, Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a person who had won Emmy Awards. He had performed at the Emmys singing about Green Acres. I'm not kidding. And that tape is available. This was a person who was very, very, I mean, he was at Bill and Hillary Clinton's wedding, or at the wedding of Chelsea Clinton. Like, this is a person who is widely known and understood in left-wing circles, and then he turned on them and so they hate him for cultural reasons. The reason that the left hates Ron DeSantis is specifically and solely because he is an effective advocate of right-wing policies. That is the reason they hate DeSantis. Otherwise, they never would have noticed DeSantis. The reason they hate DeSantis is precisely why many Republicans want to see DeSantis elected, because he's an effective advocate of conservative policies that have broad spectrum appeal, which is how you turn a 0.4% victory in 2018 into a 20% victory in 2022. And you can see their hatred is just, it's virulent for Ron DeSantis in the same way it was for Trump. So if the great draw for you with regard to Trump was that Donald Trump is the person the left hates most, I'm not sure that's actually true. I'm not sure that's actually true. They may hate him most on sort of a gut level. They find him gross and he annoys them and vulgar and all that. But the reason they actually hate DeSantis is because they're afraid DeSantis is good at his job. That is the reason they hate him. I'm just going to give you one example. Stephen Colbert, who is no longer a comedian. Stephen Colbert is just the second worst White House press secretary after Karine Jean-Pierre. Colbert, last night on his show, talked about DeSantis versus Trump. And listen to the way he describes this, because these are two very, very different politicians. Ron DeSantis is a very disciplined politician who, for example, does not release videos of himself calling himself better than Lincoln and Washington and then trying to sell you a $99 worthless digital token. Ron DeSantis is a very effective governor of a major state in the United States. And here's Stephen Colbert likening the two, because this is how the left thinks of DeSantis. So, if the chief draw for you for Trump is the left hates him, they hate DeSantis too, and DeSantis is wildly, wildly effective.
New Wall Street Journal poll says that in a hypothetical GOP primary matchup, DeSantis beats the former president 52% to 38%. Yay? Also maybe boo? It's hard to know who to root for here. It's like a poll between gonorrhea and a slightly more racist gonorrhea. This is apologies to gonorrhea.
By the way, this also goes to show you that their hatred for Trump applies to literally all Republicans. It applies to everyone. So it's between gonorrhea and – so Ron DeSantis is gonorrhea, I assume, in this particular iteration. And DeSantis – and Trump would be the slightly more racist gonorrhea. And the crowd in New York is cheering wildly. Ah, these geniuses. But don't worry. Don't worry. They don't hate you. They just hate Trump. Except for they hate you and DeSantis and everybody else. So – when it comes time for Republicans to pick, when we move forward as the Republican Party or as conservatives, and when we look at who's the most effective, best candidate, the question is going to be, who offers the most opportunities for the left to attack them while being ineffective in terms of policy? And right now, that video that Trump put out, I think it's one of the single most damaging things I've ever seen a candidate do. Maybe the single most damaging thing I've seen a candidate do, because it directly underscores the problem with Trump in the first place, which is the pervasive sense of unseriousness that has surrounded him since 2020, since he left office in early 2021 and lost the election in late 2020. There's a sense that he no longer cares about the priorities of his own party. He cares about his own priorities. And when you release a major announcement, I don't think I'm making too much of this. Trump fans will say that I am, but he's the one who made it into a major announcement. So people should keep that in mind as time moves forward toward the 2024 presidential election. And meanwhile, controversy has broken out on Twitter after Elon Musk banned a series of journalists. He banned them because he said that they were essentially doxing him. Now, doxing is the practice online whereby you give somebody's real-time location that they were trying to keep private. So doxing is not like I'm walking around at Disneyland and somebody notices that I'm there and they text their friends. That's not really doxing. A doxing is I try to keep my home address private and you uncover my home address and then you send people to my door, right? That's doxing. Doxing is where you uncover the license information on my car and then you tweet real-time updates on where my car is, right? That sort of stuff is doxing. So Musk is now accusing a bunch of journalists and pseudo-journalists of doxing. And this started when he decided that he was going to ban an account called Elon Jets. Now, he had said he was not going to ban an account called Elon Jet. He had suggested that because he's so pre-free speech, he had said, I'll keep Elon Jet online. I mean, it's something that he actually had tweeted out earlier this year. He changed his mind, apparently, after there was an incident in Los Angeles in which a person followed his son. He has a very young son, and the person apparently followed that car and then jumped on the roof of the car, according to Elon Musk. And so this apparently changed his opinion. It was back in November, like early November of 2022. That he tweeted, my commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety risk. And well, he obviously changed his mind, and he decided to put in place a doxing policy that says you're not allowed to put out anybody's information on location. Now, the definition of doxing is going to come into play here. What exactly is doxing? So, for example, we track in real time a lot of people via the Jets. I mean, you can track presidential candidates. This sort of stuff happens all the time. When a politician travels to Iowa, for example, you will see reports on Twitter that the politician has gone to Iowa, presumably to campaign for the presidency, and we do that by looking at the tail number on the plane. Or we track Russian oligarchs, or we track politicians, like when Pete Buttigieg is taking private flights all across the country. You can track those private flights using the tail number on the jet. And this sort of stuff is fairly common online. It is publicly available information. The question is to when that shades over into doxing. Meaning, like, the unsafe targeting of a person's location, a location that somebody is trying to keep private. That's kind of a shaded issue. Musk says, I've tried to keep that information private, and people are now uncovering that information. They're using it to target my family. I'm very sympathetic to those claims, considering that I, as a human, have 24/7 security on myself and on my house. So I totally sympathize with Musk's claim. However, the extent to which this is doxing is in question. In any case, he ended up banning a bunch of quote-unquote journalism accounts. Alrighty, coming up, more on Elon Musk banning journalists is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Christmas from Vanco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Mako, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Mako.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Learn more. Furnished by Solve ME.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Elon Musk has now banned a bunch of journalists from Twitter because he says that they're distributing information about his flight information and essentially doxing him. So according to CNN, the accounts belonging to CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan, the New York Times' Ryan Mack, the Washington Post's Drew Harwell, and other journalists who have covered Musk aggressively in recent weeks were all abruptly permanently suspended. The account of progressive independent journalist Aaron Rupar was also banned. Now, the truth is, Rupar should have been suspended for disinformation years ago. I mean, if we aren't actually taking seriously the Twitter terms of service, which suggests that you're not allowed to mislead people, then Aaron Rupar is one of the worst actors on Twitter. But banning all of these other journalists on the basis that they were revealing his location, that is sort of dicey. Musk claimed that journalists had violated his news doxing policy by sharing his live location, amounting to what he describes as, quote, assassination coordinates. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan did not share the billionaire's live location. Instead, he had shared apparently a link to a tweet talking about whether or not Elon Musk, in the aforementioned incident with his son, had actually filed an LAPD police report. Shortly before suspension, O'Sullivan reported on Twitter the social media company had suspended the account of an emerging competitive social media service, Mastodon, which had allowed the continued posting of Elon Jet. That was the account that posts the updated location of Musk's private jet. Other reporters suspended Thursday had recently written about the account. CNN says doxing refers to the practice of sharing someone's home address or other personal information online. The banned account had instead used publicly available flight data, which remain online and accessible to track Musk's jet. But this also depends on whether Musk had taken serious measures to essentially obscure the ownership of his jet, for example. Like, let's say he bought his jet in a trust, specifically because he wished his jet data to remain private. And while people speculating about that, is that quite doxing or is it not quite? It's kind of in a gray area. The bans raise a bunch of questions about exactly what Musk's standards are. Musk, this is very funny. So yesterday, there was a giant phone call with a bunch of pseudo-journalists and journalists with Musk, in which Musk called in and tried to explain why he was banning people. And here's what that sounded like.
And there is not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists, so-called journalists, and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. You're not special because you're a journalist. You're a Twitter. You're a citizen. No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story. Ban evasion, or trying to be clever about it, like, oh, I posted a link to the real-time information, is obviously that is obviously simply trying to evade the meaning. That is, there's no different from paste than actually showing real-time information.
So when you're saying posting a link to it, I mean, some of the people like Drew and Ryan Mack from the New York Times who were banned were you know, they were reporting on it in the course of sort of pretty normal journalistic endeavors. You consider that like a tricky attempt at ban evasion?
You show the link to the real-time information, ban evasion, obviously.
And so Musk actually did tweet out later, my plane is actually not trackable without using non-public data. So there are a few things here that are worthy of note. One is we actually have to clarify the standard of what is considered doxing and what is not considered doxing. If you're just publishing publicly available flight data without actually delving into a person's private information, then that is not covered by sort of doxing criteria, typically speaking. If, however, you dig up somebody's home address and tweet that out in an attempt to get people to go to their house and harass them, a la Brett Kavanaugh, obviously that would qualify as doxing. So this is sort of a gray area. The area where Musk is completely right is that Musk refuses, as you hear right there, to give in to the distinction that has been drawn between the quote-unquote journalistic crowd and everybody else. There's a group of self-appointed journalismers, and they are journalismers because they say that they are journalismers. And because they are journalismers, the standards of everyday life do not apply to them. So you, as a human on Twitter for a very long time, were not allowed to post the home address of a person that you didn't like because that was considered doxing. If, however, a journalist did it, then, like Taylor Lorenz doing this to Libs of TikTok, then apparently that was totally fine. That was absolutely fine. If you posted Taylor Lorenz's address yourself as a regular citizen, this meant that you were doxing her, and that was terrible. If Taylor Lorenz showed up at the door of Libs of TikTok's parents to harass Libs of TikTok, then actually revealed video of that and the address and all of the rest, then that was not doxing because Taylor Lorenz is a journalismer. So Musk says, no, we're not going to have that distinction anymore because that distinction is nonsense. And he is correct about this. When it says freedom of the press in the First Amendment, what it means is that Congress cannot crack down on dissemination of speech. It does not mean that there's a special category of people called the press who have special privileges that you or I do not have. And in fact, it would be very hard to determine who's a member of the press because people commit acts of journalism. Whistleblowers very often are giving you more relevant information about the inside workings of a company than a journalist who's being given PR releases from the company. So what constitutes being a member of the press versus not being a member of the press, or being a journalist versus not being a journalist? Very often it is self-appointed. Aaron Rupart is a journalist. Like the dogs on Paw Patrols are horses. Like that's not, like, Aaron Rupart is not a journalist. Aaron Rupart is a person who clips people out of context, calls himself a journalist. Does he get special privileges on Twitter because of that? The answer, of course, is no. Now, it also, one of the other questions here is how widely Musk is applying the ban. Meaning, it is one thing to suspend Elon Jet. It is another thing to suspend a person who tweeted out that they called LAPD to find out whether, in fact, a police report was filed and the police report was not filed, right? That just looks like normal media criticism. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Final point here, however. The journalists who are extraordinarily upset, and they're really mad at the people at CNN, the people at NBC, the people at all the media infrastructure, who are super upset that standards are now being applied to them that were applied in opaque fashion to all of their enemies 5 minutes ago, and they were cheering. I have no sympathy for them. So two things can be true at once. I may not agree with Elon Musk's standard. It depends on the details of that standard as they emerge. But all of the journalists who are spending their time cheering on censorship, who are going after other media companies and trying to have their advertisers removed by calling up advertisers who have nothing to do with the company and trying to harass them into silence, all the same people who say speech is violence and therefore it's fine to get kicked. Like all the people at Politico, for example, who are whining and screaming and holding vast staff-wide meetings over me writing a playbook letter for Politico. If those people get suspended, I have no sympathy for them. One set of rules for everyone. If you are the people who are claiming that censorship on the basis of opaque standards is totally fine because you like the people doing the censoring, then live by those standards. You will get no sympathy from me. So people like Aaron Rupart, whose job in life and the glory they get in life is by trying to get other people kicked off social media, getting kicked off social media, you have no there will be no tears for you. I think you probably shouldn't have been kicked off. Also, your standards, buddy. You know, F around and find out is sort of the idea here. Your standards. No sympathy. And I know there are a lot of people who say that that is a violation of consistency. No, it's not. I can say those two things at once, and they are perfectly consistent. I don't think you should be banned, and also if you are banned, I don't feel bad for you because you seem to be like a person who likes banning. So the Musk controversy continues apace along these lines. And the reason that I point out the media inconsistency here is because many of the same people who are very upset with Elon Musk for suspending a bunch of journalists and pseudo-journalists on Twitter, like he suspended Keith Olbermann, that's definitionally a pseudo-journalist, many of those same people were totally fine with pushing false information at the behest of the federal government and then calling for bans on that information from social media. So, for example, Breitbart is now reporting that former Deputy Director of National Intelligence Cliff Sims said that he warned CNN reporter Natasha Bertrand that Hunter Biden's laptop was not Russian disinformation before she wrote the infamous and now discredited Politico story, which used dozens of former intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter's laptop. Bertrand was reporting for Politico at the time. She approached then-Deputy DNI Sims on October 19, 2020, regarding an article she was writing about 50 former information officials claiming that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris had a few days earlier broken the laptop from hell story, which Big Tech censored in the New York Post. Sims told Bertrand before the publication of the Politico story that the laptop from hell was not Russian disinformation, citing then-DNI John Ratcliffe. Despite Sims' warning, Bertrand wrote the story anyway, gave the Democrats the headline they wanted, and this provided the impetus for social media banning all of this stuff. So all of the journalists who are very happy with the ban on the Hunter Biden laptop story are now very upset that Elon Musk is banning people based on tweeting out flight information or being next to people who are tweeting out flight information. And I may agree with their standard, but I don't agree with them. They're perfectly happy to have censorship standards applied through an opaque algorithm. Well, Musk, at least, I'll say this for him. I mean, he's out there defending himself. He's out there on Twitter explaining exactly what he is doing. You can agree with it. You can disagree with it. But he is, in fact, explaining what he is doing. And that is worthy of note because that is certainly a lot better than most of us got from Twitter for years when they were shadow banning material. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk to Matt Taibbi a little bit later on today, who is one of the reporters who was handed the Twitter files. I want to ask him whether, in fact, I was shadow banned because it is pretty obvious I was. I've gained about 1 million followers on Twitter since the end of the Jack Dorsey tenure over at Twitter. So, again, amazing to watch members of the media caterwaul and scream over standards being applied to them. They are happy to have applied to everybody else. Alrighty, meanwhile, we are seeing a crisis on the border. This is one of the reasons why when Trump releases stuff like major announcement, it's an NFT, I become very, very irritated. I think a lot of people do. We have serious problems in this country. Why is the leading presidential candidate on the Republican side, the only candidate in the race, why is he not making that his chief? This is the guy who was saying, I'm going to build a wall. Like, why wouldn't his major announcement be that, for example, he is now already coordinating with governors in southern states in order to effectuate the building of a wall if he's reelected president? Like, why wouldn't he do that? That would be a major announcement. Instead, he's doing NFT garbage. And that's a problem because we do, in fact, have a massive crisis at the southern border, which everybody recognizes, and the White House is simply lying about. We'll get to that in a moment. First, I need you to do something today. With airfare prices surging and flights being canceled left and right, it's harder than ever for our wounded and ill service members to be with their loved ones on Christmas. Unless we do something right now, within the next 2 weeks, hundreds of these service members will be forced to be apart from their families on Christmas. Luke's Wings believes every wounded warrior should be able to spend the holidays with their loved ones. Since 2008, they've provided more than 14,000 airplane tickets reuniting families with these service members. This Christmas, join me and help Luke's Wings reunite 500 wounded warriors with their families by making a tax-deductible donation at lukeswings.org today. Please don't wait. Donate right now. Airfare is rising fast. These soldiers are running out of time. Please make a meaningful impact this Christmas for people who have sacrificed nearly everything for the country. Bring a soldier and their family together by donating today at lukeswings.org. That's lukeswings.org. Lukeswings.org. You can help bring together a family. You can bring together a wounded warrior and members of their family on Christmas. Pretty amazing cause. Go check them out today. Lukeswings.org. Again, that's lukeswings.org to give and bring a family together for the Christmas holiday.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
All right, coming up, the border situation is out of control, which is just one reason why we actually need responsible Republican governance. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial
style steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God came about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
32.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the border is just completely out of control. Everybody knows this at this point. According to the Wall Street Journal, as federal immigration authorities continue to release migrants by the thousands, El Paso officials and local charities are near a breaking point in the sprawling border city. Large groups of migrants, including a large contingent of Nicaraguans who crossed the border on Sunday, have been streaming across the Rio Grande in recent days. U.S. Border Patrol facilities housed more than 5,000 people on Wednesday, and roughly 1,700 migrants were released, according to data from the city of El Paso. My country is hard. There's no work. Our president is very bad, said Catherine Urbina, a 28-year-old from Nicaragua, who was traveling with relatives and friends, said of why she came to the U.S. right now, which is not actually an asylum claim. Being from a country that is not great and where there's underemployment is not actually an asylum claim. Urbina said she and relatives were part of the large group that crossed on Sunday and spent several hours standing on the U.S. side of the river waiting to surrender to Border Patrol so they could ask for asylum. It's unclear what triggered the latest wave of migrants, but authorities think the impending end of Title 42 may be a factor. Remember, Title 42 was used. It was the COVID excuse to get people away from the border. It was like, well, we don't know if you have COVID or if you don't, so under Title 42, we can exclude you from the country and process you inside of Mexico. A federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to stop expelling migrants under the law by December 21st. U.S. officials are considering a move to expand a program creating a legal process for Venezuelan migrants seeking asylum to also include Nicaraguans, Cubans, and Haitians amid the recent surge, according to the Wall Street Journal. Such a move would allow migrants from those countries to apply from abroad to fly to the United States and could slow attempts to cross the southern border. But that's only going to work if people don't believe that if they arrive at the southern border, we're just going to release them into the interior. So if the idea is apply from Venezuela and we'll reject you while you're in Venezuela, or move up a couple thousand miles to the American southern border and then we'll just let you in. People are just going to continue to stream in. It's not about where you're processed. It is about whether, if you're processed at the border, you're going to be let in. Well, if you're not processed at the border, you're not going to be let in. That's what this is about. Even Democrats are freaking out about all of this. Democratic Representative Escobar says, I'm afraid that there will be a catastrophe in what you're going to end up with here because of under-resourced is homeless migrants just wandering the streets of El Paso.
Nothing's going to happen unless an absolute catastrophe and then has to be responded to, or the politics around this changes.
You are 100% right, Kate. I am afraid that a catastrophe will happen, that, you know, that there will be homeless migrants on the streets and freezing temperatures and people will die. I'm worried about that.
I mean, that is from a Democrat. And she should be worried about that. The waves of migrants who are now swamping the southern border That is happening because Joe Biden has made it clear that if you get into the country, you will be allowed to live here. That is what has happened here. This is why the rates of illegal migration have skyrocketed in the United States. And that's not about processing power. That's about the simple fact that when you say to people that if you get in, we will release you, you come back for one court date, and now you just get to live here, and we'll probably amnesty you sometime in the near future. Of course you're going to get waves of people who are attempting to get in. I don't blame those people. If I were living in Nicaragua, I'd also attempt to get into the United States. The United States is an amazing place. That does not mean that the United States has an obligation, moral or legal or otherwise, to bring people in just because economic situations around the world are worse. Otherwise, the United States would have approximately 8 billion citizens, considering that the United States does have the world's strongest economy. There's not a reason why a country has an obligation to bring people in. Even if you are somebody who believes in asylum and refugee status, typically that is because the government is specifically targeting you and your family. It is not because the economy sucks where you live and you can't get a job. And it's an absurdity. This situation is growing worse and worse. A Texas County border judge named Richard Cortez says the Biden administration is not helping us whatsoever. Now, basically, we have a leak here at the border, and instead of actually attempting to plug the leak and stop the hole, instead the Biden administration is sending us buckets to catch the water, but those buckets are insufficient.
In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said that it has deployed additional agents and resources to the El Paso region. I'm wondering if you think that is enough. You mentioned the laws specifically.
Well,
laws and what?
You know, I'm smiling because what we have is that we have a leak. We need a plumber to come and stop the leak. And instead, what we're doing is we're sending us more buckets to hold the water. That is not the solution.
Yeah, he is correct that it is not the solution. And again, this problem is getting worse and worse because it is not just illegal immigrants who are crossing the border. It's also the fentanyl that many of them are carrying. We have a massive fentanyl crisis in the United States. It's taken over as the leading killer of people from drug overdose over, for example, straight heroin. CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell interviewed the Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco about this. And she says fentanyl is a national security crisis. And when Title 42 ends, by the way, it is worth remembering here just how hypocritical the Biden administration is. When they came into office, they said they needed to end Title 42 because it was bad. Then they realized by ending Title 42, they get a wave of illegal migration. And so they said Title 42 has to continue applying. Then they said it had to continue applying because of COVID. But they've also declared that COVID is over. So essentially, they don't want to own the consequences of their own bad policy. And the fentanyl keeps flowing right into the country. Here's the Deputy Attorney General under Joe Biden.
There is a growing concern that there will now be a tsunami of fentanyl flowing through the southern border when Title 42 ends next week. Is that something you're concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about the increase in illegal migration. I'm concerned with human smuggling. I'm concerned with drug smuggling. The DEA has taken an approach where they are have established two counter-threat teams. This is the kind of approach you take to organizations that pose a national security threat.
Okay, here's the thing. The White House is not taking any of the sort of measures that would be necessary in order to stop any of this. And you know who knows this? All the Border Patrol agents. So, according to the Washington Examiner, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, visited El Paso, Texas this week. Now, Kamala Harris has not gone down there despite her lies about having gone to the border. Joe Biden has not gone down to the border, and he's not too busy to do so. He's busy wearing his sunglasses, aviator sunglasses, and hanging out with men on the White House lawn who put out videos about how much they like erect penises. I'm not kidding. That happened 2 days ago. In any case, this administration is not taking this problem seriously. Secretary Mayorkas went down to the border, and while he was there, he got a cold shoulder from the Border Patrol because obviously he's not actually effectuating policy that allows them to do their job. There's been a big problem with ICE for as long as ICE has existed, is they basically have two conflicting missions, and those missions really should be separated by department. One mission is to effectuate legal border crossing, and the other is to reject illegal border crossers. That is it. Those are two very different missions. And keeping them housed inside of one agency without any clear policy guidance means massive confusion and a feeling like you are going to be punished if you're not going to be punished. Let's put it this way. You're not going to be punished if you allow too many people in. You're going to be punished if you reject people who should have gotten in, according to the dictates of the Biden administration. Mayorkas traveled to West Texas on Monday and Tuesday to meet with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He focused his comments on smaller groups of management and rank-and-file agents and officers on suicide prevention. And everybody's like, why are you talking about suicide prevention? Why don't you talk about you sucking at your job? A senior Border Patrol agent said, quote, when he stated he was here to bring light to suicide prevention and nothing about the migrant crisis, our staff couldn't believe it and made it known to him. One federal law enforcement agent present at the discussion asked Mayorkas why he has continued to state that the border is secure, when agents say this is an inaccurate assessment, given the hundreds of thousands of non-citizens they've observed on camera illegally entering and absconding. The same agent said, they asked him why he's saying that the border is secure and we have no agents in the field. He had the nerve to respond, he never said the border was secure. I wish you could see into our agents' eyes, they are lifeless, the same person said. The secretary apparently shrugged off the question and pivoted. Mayorkas further fanned the flames by not visiting the land border, similar to Vice President Kamala Harris's flub during her first and only visit to El Paso 18 months ago. So he stayed very, very far away from the border. You don't want a picture of him anywhere near a border that he says is secure and which is totally insecure. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fines are increasing for air travelers caught with a firearm in their carry-on bag.
The Transportation Security Administration says it has intercepted a record high 6,301 guns so far this year at U.S. airports. As a result, the TSA is raising the fine for people caught attempting to bring a firearm on board. It's raising the maximum fine by a little more than $1,000 to nearly $15,000. Passengers may also face arrest depending on local and state laws. Firearm possession laws vary by location, but guns are never allowed in carry-on bags at any airport security checkpoint. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An appeals court rejecting efforts to keep in place pandemic-related restrictions on immigrants seeking asylum in the U.S. The court's decision means the restrictions are still on track to expire December 21st. The policy, often referred to as Title 42 because it comes from Title 42, of a 1944 law covering public health. Starbucks workers around the U.S. began a three-day strike on Friday as part of their effort to unionize the coffee chain stores. One barista in Chicago says they're protesting what she calls unfair labor practices.
We have had hours cut. We have had stores closed and absorbed partners, which makes it harder to stretch the hours that we are allotted between brand new partners.
And her shift supervisor says it's important for workers to stay united.
The more of us who stand together, the more we send a message to Starbucks and also each other, and even people who don't work at Starbucks, that there are folks who aren't going to tolerate being abused by their employer. There are people who aren't going to tolerate unfair working conditions, union busting tactics.
More details at srnnewsandtownhall.com.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. That's PragerStore.com or click the banner on my website.
In Belgium today, over 15,000 demonstrators braved the bitter cold to call for more measures to shield them from high energy prices and better pay to counter runaway inflation. Tom Vrayens, an officer with a textile and metal workers union in Belgium, says people are protesting because they can't afford to keep the lights and their heat on.
The bills keep coming, and they need to get paid. And it's getting more and more hard to keep the energy bills paid. And that's why we are in the streets today for the third time to, yes, end this energy crisis and stop the inflation of the energy price.
Because of the protests backed by the three main unions, public services were affected throughout Belgium, especially rail and subway systems in and around the capital and Brussels International Airport. People increasingly under pressure from high prices. StownHall.com. Here's a look at Friday on Wall Street with John Scott.
Stocks ending lower as worries grow that the Federal Reserve and other central banks are willing to bring on a recession, if that's what it takes to get inflation under control. The S&P 500 fell 1.1%, closing out its second straight weekly loss. The Dow and the Nasdaq also fell. The Fed this week raised its forecast for how high it will ultimately take interest rates and try to dash some investors' hopes that rate cuts may happen next year.
By the numbers, the Dow closed 281 points lower at 32,920. The Nasdaq shed 105 points down to 10,705, while the S&P 500 slid 43 points to finish the week at 3,852. New York oil lost $1.82 to $74.29 a barrel. You can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2000 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. While we are experiencing a massive surge at our southern border, it is indeed a crisis. The White House knows it's a crisis, which is why they're blaming Donald Trump for it. The New York Times continues to claim that we actually need more immigration into the United States. So we have essentially full employment in the United States. We're about to enter a recession. And the Washington Post, rather, is now saying that we need more immigrants at a time of serious border crisis. And by the way, the border crisis is so bad that Karine Jean-Pierre, officially world's worst press secretary, she's actually blaming Donald Trump for the border crisis. That's how bad things are. They have to find somebody to blame, so they blame Donald Trump. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday doing just that.
On day one, the president put forth a comprehensive reform plan that dealt with protecting for dreamers, cutting down the asylum buildup that we have been seeing, especially because of what the last administration did, and they completely gutted the system.
Yeah, they gutted the system? Are you kidding? You guys gutted the system. You guys don't even care about the system, and that's because you have an ideological predilection for more illegal immigration. Period. End of story. And the Washington Post does, too. The Washington Post, which is losing subscribers hand over fist because they've just become an administration outlet. They have an entire article today titled, Trump, COVID slowed down immigration. Now employers can't find workers. I have a question. Is this the biggest problem that you are having? Is that you can't find an illegal immigrant to work at your shop? Is that really your biggest problem right now? Or is maybe the biggest problem that we paid people trillions of dollars to stay home? And we inflated the amount of money that was in their bank account for no apparent reason because they were young and healthy. And then they stayed out of the workforce because why would they go back into the workforce without inflated wages? Maybe that would be the problem. My favorite thing about the left is that they effectuate really bad policy. Then the consequences of that bad policy materialize. And then they say, well, you know, the only way to fix this is with other really, really bad policy. And it's turtles all the way down from there. According to the Washington Post, Alonzo Arteaga's title is general manager of a small hotel in Topeka, Kansas. But these days, he doubles as a housekeeper making beds, vacuuming floors, laundering towels to fill an ever-worsening worker shortage. Like other businesses around the country, Senate Luxury Suites is struggling to keep going without critical employees. The hotel is down to 3 housekeepers, half the number it had before the pandemic. Arteaga blames a years-long immigration slowdown, which he says has made an already tough situation worse. Well, good news, the Democrats have a solution. Let as many people across the border illegally as humanly possible without processing them properly. Yeah, that's the idea. So you have a fentanyl crisis and an illegal border crisis. And meanwhile, the Washington Post saying we need more illegal immigrants. And the administration saying the same thing. And then blaming Donald Trump for the illegal immigration crisis. Arteaga says, quote, it's been 3 years of trying absolutely everything. He's raised pay by about $3 an hour and offers discounted monthly rates to employees. it feels like the workers really aren't there. A shortfall of immigrants is worsening widespread labor shortages and hobbling the U.S. economy at a time when more than 10 million jobs remain unfilled, particularly in low-paying, physically demanding industries like hospitality, agriculture, construction, and healthcare. Here's the part where all the Democrats say the quiet part out loud, which is that they want a bunch of illegal immigrants to do their housekeeping and babysitting for them. That's the way it works in California, by the way. All the same people who claim that they are very much for union wages then hire illegal immigrants under the table for cash to avoid the minimum wage that they've boosted. While the slowdown in legal immigration began well before the pandemic, the COVID-19 crisis intensified the process as the Trump administration effectively halted the flow of foreign-born workers into the United States. Although immigration has rebounded somewhat since then, particularly in the last 6 months, major shortages remain, rippling through the economy at a time when the labor force is also missing workers from early retirements, ongoing health problems, and caregiving challenges. Labor force shortages are also contributing to higher prices for some goods and services as companies raise wages to compete for a smaller pool of workers and keep existing staff. The crisis prompted senators on both sides of the aisle to try to strike a deal that allowed more legal immigration in the weeks before Republicans took control of the House. Those proposals never got off the ground, making an immigration overhaul far less politically feasible. By the way, you want to know the reason why it never got off the ground? Because if you don't solve the illegal immigration crisis, you're not going to solve the problem of legal immigration. If you suggest that all the United States needs is more people, more bodies here to do more labor, and then you don't close the border, then how exactly are you going to facilitate the distinction between legal immigration and illegal immigration? I, for example, have been a longtime advocate of legal immigration, particularly for people who are economically self-sustaining and culturally assimilatable into the United States. That would be very, very good. However, people on the left are not interested in that. They don't care whether people come here and they're on welfare or whether they come here with a culture that is very different from the constitutional rights culture of the United States or not. Tara Watson, economics professor at Williams College and fellow at the Brookings Institution, says, quote, immigration is something almost everyone agrees needs to be fixed, but it's become a political wedge issue. There have been huge bureaucratic delays since the Trump administration and COVID put a wrench in the gears. This is a long-term structural problem that has not been addressed. Well, again, the United States has been facing this problem because we refuse to handle the underlying problem. If you have control of your borders, then you can decide as a country who you want to let in and who you do not want to let in. But when you don't have control of your borders, of course people are going to object. They're going to say that if you try to bring in more legal immigrants on top of the illegal immigrants, then what exactly is supposed to happen to the labor market? What happens to the welfare costs? What happens to the political demographics of the United States? These are real open questions that need to be answered. Democrats could solve all of this overnight. All they would have to do is agree to actually control the southern border. All they would have to do is simply agree to Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, building the wall, staffing up Border Patrol, rejecting people who are trying to get in illegally, and yes, setting up mechanisms for people to apply for citizenship from and immigration status from their home countries so they don't cross 2,000 miles of jungle in order to get to the southern border. But the Democrats don't want to do any of that, and that does raise the question as to why they don't want to do any of that. I've said before that the linkage between closing the border and legalizing immigration is pretty obvious, but you have to separate them out by first closing the border, and then you can worry about the illegal immigrants who are here. You can worry about the legal immigration problems of the United States. When you are essentially bailing out a boat where a giant hole is in the boat, you first have to plug the hole, but they don't want to plug the hole. It is obvious they don't want to plug the hole, and this is why you have this problem in the first place. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, here at the Ben Shapiro Show, we're partnering with Preborn to rescue 10,000 babies from abortion in 2022 by sponsoring free ultrasounds. You see, an ultrasound is truly a game changer. When a mom comes into a preborn pregnancy center under pressure to abort her child, and she meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the heartbeat, the majority of the time she's going to choose life. Preborn has rescued close to 200,000 babies. Their clinics are located in the highest abortion areas in the country, where sadly abortions still continue at an alarming rate. Will you give the gift of life this holiday season? One ultrasound is just $28, or $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds, and now, through a match, your gift is doubled, saving twice as many babies' lives. Any gift will help. Your tax write-off can reach eternity. To donate securely, call #250, say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or head on over to preborn.com/Shapiro. That's preborn.com/Shapiro. Let's do it. Give the gift of life. Help out my friends over at Preborn. You could be saving babies today by helping them out. Head on over to preborn.com/Shapiro. That's preborn.com/Shapiro. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. Meanwhile, it is amazing to say that we are about to enter a recessionary period in which a lot of people are going to get thrown out of work, and yet you still have the Washington Post claiming that we need more immigrants to the country right now. Like, that is a top priority. According to the Wall Street Journal, retail sales manufacturing are now declining to the point of slowing the economy. So all the talk about how we're going to escape a recession, yeah, it looks like that may have been a little bit early. According to Harriet Torrey reporting for the Wall Street Journal, U.S. retail spending and manufacturing weakened in November, signs of a slowing economy as the Federal Reserve continues its battle against high inflation. November retail sales fell 0.6% from the prior month for the biggest decline this year, according to the Commerce Department. Budget-conscious shoppers pulled back sharply on holiday-related purchases, home projects, and autos. Manufacturing output declined 0.6%. That is the first drop since June, according to the Fed. The Fed raised on its benchmark interest rate 50 basis points to a 15-year high on Wednesday and signaled plans to continue lifting rates throughout the spring. Despite many in the economic sphere on CNBC celebrating the economy, Jerome Powell is not. He came out yesterday and said a recession may be on the way. The economy has shown signs of slowing. Inflation has eased from a summer peak. The labor market remains tight despite layoffs in sectors like tech and real estate. Jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, fell by 20,000 to a seasonally adjusted 211,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. The drop in November manufacturing output includes declines in consumer goods and business equipment products, contributing to a 0.2% drop in overall industrial production, according to the Fed. There's an abrupt shift in spending that is occurring right now in the retail sales. Shoppers spent less in November on holiday categories like electronics, clothing, and sporting goods. Spending on autos and furniture fell sharply. The pullback occurred online and at department stores, despite Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. So what this means is that recession is on its way, pretty obviously here, despite the best attempts of the Biden administration to happy talk its way through all of this. The stock market took that into account, which is why the Dow closed down more than 750 points yesterday on recession fears. Not a shock. Central banks in the UK, the Eurozone, and Switzerland also raised their rates, highlighting the risks to a late fall rally that had taken the Dow up 16% from its recent low, but it looks like everything is going to sort of recede back to the expectations of recession at this point. Meanwhile, all of this, the good news is that when there's a down economy, it tends to wipe out businesses that do not operate in the most efficient possible fashion. We can only hope that this includes businesses that operate on the basis of ESG and DEI, environmental, social governance, and diversity, equity, and inclusion bases. These corporations have been coasting on easy money policies that allow them to be as left-wing and social justice-oriented as they want to be without actually having to answer to their own stockholders. Well, now even some of the most left-wing financial advisors are beginning to acknowledge, because they have to, that ESG and DEI are a business loser. That it turns out that when you prioritize your politics over the earnings of your consumers and your shareholders, that it turns out that the people don't like that very much. So State Street, which is a wild left hedge fund, State Street, their global investment advisor, Lori Heinle, she said ESG does not enhance performance. Well, then why are you doing it? That is not your job. State Street is, again, one of these, like BlackRock, investment firms that attempts to use its ownership stake in major corporations in order to cudgel those corporations into doing the bidding of the left, whether you're talking about the social bidding of the left, whether you're talking about the environmental bidding of the left, the racial bidding of the left. None of that actually makes the businesses more effective or more efficient. Here's State Street's chief investment advisor acknowledging as much.
Over the years, we've debated whether ESG is a performance enhancement, and as CIO, I've been steadfast in saying, by definition, imposing a constraint on a portfolio, if you just do basic investment principles, that's a constraint. And so I've steadfastly encouraged our teams to not think of ESG as a performance enhancer.
I mean, that's amazing, though, because she's admitting it's not a performance enhancer, but I tell my team to basically keep going. Okay, so, folks, what this means is that if you have to put your money into an investment firm, don't choose State Street. They are overtly saying that they do not want you to earn the best bang on your buck. They instead want to foment the ideals of State Street's leadership. The same thing is true of BlackRock. And so what that means is that as the economy gets worse, and you can play with your money as much as you want, you can play with all the social justice crap as much as you want, the minute the economy goes south and your earnings start to dip because the entire economy is going south, you're going to take your money out. So ESG, DEI, these places are about to have a very, very bad day. And again, these standards also happen to be incredibly fungible. So, for example, Brigham Minerals Executive Chairman Bud Brigham, he says that, you know, we have these things, these ESG standards. His testimony in the Senate of Texas, the Senate Committee on State Affairs. And he is testifying in front of them. And he's talking about environmental social governance standards. And he points out that these standards are incredibly fungible. You can be a Chinese manufacturer of solar panels that uses slave labor, and you get a higher ESG score than an American company that just does normal fracking.
It was a passive mineral company that owns mineral interests in shale plays around the country. And the ESG ratings for the S gave solar companies based out of China that actually engage in slave labor a higher ESG rating than our passive mineral company.
Again, it is amazing that these standards have been allowed to prevail for so long, but this is what easy monetary policy does. And by the way, people on the left know this. This is why they were in favor of easy monetary policy for years on end. And I'll never forget that Ezra Klein once asked a question as the economy started to crater and inflation started to rise. He asked a question, and the question was, why is the economy being mean to me? We knew that when we created inflationary policy, that this was going to, quote unquote, benefit people at the bottom the most. It was going to raise wages and all the rest of this. So why is the economy happening to me? Well, the economy is going to happen to people, and when it does happen to people, they are going to withdraw their money from the least successful firms, and they're going to move them over to more successful firms. And the same thing is going to happen in the energy sector. The same thing is going to happen in pretty much every sector. It's happening in the tech sector already. Money is starting to flow out of the tech sector. We're going to see fewer public offerings, particularly of companies that base their raison d'etre on, quote-unquote, bettering the world, as opposed to providing a good product or service that people actually wish to consume. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, the White House continues to promote some of the world's worst COVID policy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and you get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. And you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The White House continues to promote bad COVID policy as we enter the winter. The White House COVID coordinator, Ashish Jha, Dr. Ashish Jha, he was asked yesterday about a bill that passed, actually, a military funding bill that gets rid of the vax requirement. And he said that he basically dodged the question because the White House has been pressing for members of the military to have to vax or get out of the military. The problem is the military is wildly understaffed at this point. Also, this is the youngest, healthiest cohort of Americans. Also, it is disproportionately young males who, number one, don't need the COVID vax, and number two, if they get the COVID vax, are disproportionately, by the data, subjected to myocarditis risk. Doesn't matter. Ashish Jha is going to try to dodge the question here.
The military COVID vaccine mandate is about to end. Currently, it is one of 15 vaccines required, depending on where you're serving. Do you think it's a mistake? What do you see as the consequences?
Yeah, so in terms of vaccine mandates, and again, I've felt really strongly that these are decisions that should be made by leaders of those organizations about what is appropriate for them. I think there are companies, if you want to have a vaccine mandate for your employees.
But we're talking about the military here, not a private company. So where do you stand when it comes to the military vaccine mandate going away?
Well, I've been very clear on this for a while, that I think this is a decision should be made by military leaders.
You may have military leaders, except military leaders who are being informed by people like you and told what to do. Do you think that the top members of the military brass were deeply concerned about COVID infecting the troops? Is that something you think that, like, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they're like, my God, we have to get these young, healthy men vaccinated right away or they might get a mild cold? You think that was, like, a top priority for the military? Really? It was not. It was pushed by the White House. Now the White House is sort of attempting to back away from it, but they're continuing to push bad information. So, again, the White House COVID coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, he continues to push masking. What is the evidence that masking works against Omicron? I dare you to cite a single study. You cannot. There has been no study whatsoever with regard to widespread masking inhibiting the spread of Omicron. That data does not exist. And yet they continue to push this sort of stuff. And they wonder why the expert class has lost its credibility with the American people.
And as far as masks, do people need to start masking up again?
You know, look, there's a variety of tools that we have to keep infection numbers lower, testing, masking, vaccinations, treatments, improving indoor air quality. My point on this has been very clear. Masks work. They help.
Masks work. They help. Again, and they're just going to keep pushing this stuff because they have an ideological pre-commitment to these particular solutions. Karine Jean-Pierre, World's Worst Press Secretary, she also signed in on this sort of stuff. She says, we are in a new phase of the pandemic. They can never just let go of COVID and let people live their lives. They're just going to continue to recommend stuff that people aren't going to do unless you use it as some sort of religious ritual. There's Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday suggesting that in the new phase of the pandemic, we need to keep vaccinating and vaccinating and vaccinating. Now, again, the efficacy rate of these vaccines, particularly with regard to young, healthy people, with regard to the latest strains of the virus, are very, very low, like way lower than the flu vaccine. We do not actually mandate the flu vaccine in the United States, nor should we. Well, Karine Jean-Pierre was pushing it anyway yesterday.
Look, we're in a different phase, as you've heard us say, in this pandemic, and we are going to encourage people to get that new vaccine. We have the tools. And so you've seen, I started this briefing saying we're seeing a familiar face in the press briefing room. And that's because we've been trying to be very consistent on pushing that message out and letting people know that they need to get the new vaccine. It is important. We know it works.
We know it works. It's important to get it out. How do we know? Can you cite some studies demonstrating it? I've heard no studies. Because, again, you're not even doing the studies. You talked to Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University this week, and he was pointing out that they've done basically no studies before pushing this kind of stuff. And then they just suggest that you have to listen to them or you're anti-science. This is always the shtick, always and forever. Listen to them or you oppose the science. This administration cannot be trusted, nor should it be trusted. The good news is they have their priorities straight. So Joe Biden, yesterday, he suggested that the United States is prepared to spend $55 billion in Africa to support what he calls Agenda 2063, which is a UN agenda that essentially is supposed to create prosperity in Africa. Now, we've spent an enormous amount of money in Africa, the United States, in terms of foreign aid. It turns out that foreign aid is one of the worst ways to actually propagate prosperity in particular countries. What you actually need is property rights and solid institutions in those countries in order to propagate prosperity. Throwing money at the problem doesn't solve it, but Democrats have yet to find a problem they can't throw money at.
That's why over the next 3 years, working in close cooperation with the United States Congress, we plan to commit $55 billion in Africa to advance the priorities we share and to support the Agenda 2063. That number represents a comprehensive commitment from the United States to invest in Africa's people, Africa's infrastructure, Africa's agriculture, Africa's health system, Africa's security, and more.
I'm going to need to see some evidence that us pouring money into Africa has borne significant positive ramifications for people in Africa, as opposed to, for example, actually shoring up institutions or trying to build new ones in Africa. It turns out there's no substitute for solid institutions that protect, for example, private property rights, and throwing money at the problem ain't going to solve it. Coming up, we'll be joined by Matt Taibbi, formerly of Rolling Stone, left-wing journalist now being castigated as too right-wing. Why? Well, because Elon Musk gave him access to the Twitter files, and he's been reporting just what Twitter was doing. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Merry Christmas from Mako. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Mako, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Mako.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
NorCal Tractor, Trailer, Rentals, and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Welcome back. This is Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by Matt Taibbi. He's former writer at Rolling Stone, editor of TK News Substack, and apparently a radical right-winger. And we found this out because he was the journalist who broke a lot of the material from the Twitter files. Elon Musk turned over a lot of the old files from Twitter under the auspices of Jack Dorsey and Vijay Gotti and Joel Roth and all the rest of the Wonder Team over there. And Matt was able to break a pretty major story here. So, Matt, first of all, why don't we start by talking about that major story? What was your big takeaway from the files that you've seen from Twitter?
I think there are two. The first one, the big one for me, is that we have concrete proof that the government and specifically agencies like the FBI and the DHS are in the censorship business. They are buying and flagging content in huge quantities and sending them back to platforms like Twitter to be moderated. And we have absolute proof of that, documentary proof. The other thing is the Barry Weiss revelations about shadow banning. I think people had suspicions about that, but we now know that they not only do it, but they have an extraordinarily intricate system that allows them to either limit someone's visibility all the way to zero or amplify it as much as they want. So what you're seeing on social media is really a heavily distorted version of reality.
So, you know, Matt, you reported on some of the places that were being shadow banned. Obviously, it was Twitter saying they weren't shadow banning. They were kind of using the Dr. Fauci gain of function distinction without a distinction routine. They were saying, well, shadow banning is really when you just tweet out there, but nobody can see it. But it's not shadow banning if we just tremendously reduce your reach and make it nearly impossible for anybody to see you, which, of course, is what we all mean when we say shadow banning. And then you got the usual routine from the journalistic outlets. And this is the part that really was astonishing to me. So there was obviously the revelation that everything we had suspected about Twitter was true, that they were discriminating against certain content, against certain content creators. I mean, I just noticed that since Elon Musk took over, I gained a million followers in about 1 month after Elon Musk took over, which means that, I mean, the account had to be actively suppressed. There's no other reason why I'd get him. I wasn't that great this month on Twitter. So, you know, something happened. But, you know,
by the way, I can interrupt you. You had a case in what they call CIPPES, which is the like Supreme Court of moderation. I actually saw your page. I may be breaking news here, but I saw the Ben Shapiro page. They actually decided in that case not to slam you, but for sure you were being discussed.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been shocked if I had not been. I was always extremely careful on Twitter as to what I thought their standards were, and so I tended to use sarcasm instead of just straight out saying what I meant in many cases. So instead of getting banned for saying that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, I would say that a man who said that he was a woman was, in fact, the most womanly woman that had ever woman. And so that was my sort of end around to get around the Twitter rules while the tyranny was in place. But, you know, what was really astonishing is after you broke all this material, you would imagine that the journalistic outlets who are interested in speaking truth to power might actually be mildly interested in the fact that one of the world's largest social media platforms was being manipulated from both the inside and the outside, in some cases by governmental forces that were manipulating people inside Twitter by telling them that there was misinformation, disinformation coming from abroad. They probably should do something about that in sort of this broad Henry II will know and rid me of this meddlesome priest kind of way. And then at the same time, from inside the company, where you had activists who were essentially overriding their own policies in order to specifically pick and choose who should. And you'd imagine that people in the media who supposedly are in favor of free speech would be in favor of this. Instead, they got very angry at you for having reported the story at all. It's hard for me to tell whether that's professional jealousy because they wish that Musk had actually gone to them, or whether they are so ideologically committed to the idea that these platforms need to be policed by their political allies that they are actually angry that it's now been revealed that was what was happening.
Yeah, it's hard to divine. I mean, maybe some of it's professional jealousy. I think a lot of it is more just hive mind narrative policing. This story doesn't fit neatly into a category that they would like. I know old school journalists would have been very interested in this story because we're getting a look at stuff that you never get to see. Like, how does the FBI and the DHS and, the CISA and all these other agencies that, operate behind the scenes, what are they really doing in their communications with companies like Twitter? We're getting a firsthand look at that in a way that you would never get to see in a normal proceeding. So that's fascinating, and the fact that they're ignoring it, I think, is it's really more of a burn on them than they realize. I mean, I think the rest of the country sees that and just laughs, mostly.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think is so amazing here is, again, members of the media who started attacking you as right-wing for having the temerity to report what was exclusive material that was given to you, which is the way that reporting gets done. Somebody gives you a piece of material, and regardless of your political persuasion, if that thing is newsworthy, you then report on it, and you were giving the raw sources. It wasn't as though Elon Musk was going through and filtering all of this stuff. He basically, it sounds like, just handed you a giant tranche of information, and now it was your job to go through it and sort of sift through it and figure out what it was. And in fact, the only person, it appears, who was going through and sort of trying to prevent information from getting out ended up being the lawyer Jim Baker, who had formerly worked for the FBI, correct?
Right, yeah. There was another figure in there who also got kind of moved out, but yeah, Baker, the first batch of files that we got, I could tell what I was looking at were probably documents preserved pursuant to a couple of different litigations. But it looked like a comprehensive set of everything that was related to the Hunter Biden issue, so I didn't really think twice about it. Then we moved on to a different system where we were basically just given computers and allowed to search all kinds of stuff, and it certainly wasn't cherry-picked for us, that's for sure.
A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
I mean, so one of the things that the critique of you that emerged, obviously, in the social media world from the journalists who said they were going to leave Twitter but then didn't, their main critique of you seemed to be, you're doing the bidding of the world's richest man or the world's second richest man. You corporate stooge you. And again, welcome to the club, Matt, now that you're a rabid right-winger like me. I hope that you enjoy the water. We've been in here for quite a while. But it's very funny to watch as all these journalists who work for corporate outlets that are owned by extraordinarily rich people. I mean, you have people from the Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos, or you have the New York Times owned by the Sulzberger family. And you have these people who are tweeting at you, how dare you take information from Elon Musk and put it out there? You've now become a paid-for contributor, basically, to Elon Musk. Number one, how do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's just funny. I actually laughed out loud when I saw somebody from Bloomberg giving me a hard time and using that line. I mean, this is if you work for Mike Bloomberg permanently and you're going to give me a hard time about doing one story for, you know, in conjunction with Elon Musk, that's just laughable. But as journalists, we don't care where the material comes from as long as it's true. We can verify its authenticity and we can verify that it's newsworthy. I also, I happen to think that Elon Musk's motives in this particular instance are genuine. I haven't had any evidence to the contrary. I mean, he seems genuinely interested in transparency. He seems to have a genuine distaste for certain kinds of internet censorship, and I think that's probably where this is coming from. Until I see otherwise, I'm just going to look at the documents and do what any journalist would do in this situation and just investigate.
So, Matt, you know, when you look at the people who are sort of the bad actors inside Twitter, one of the things that I talked about after looking at the files that you released and your releases on the files and Barry's and Michael Schellenberger's, I mean, one of the things that I came away with is that Twitter transformed itself over the course of its lifespan from a place that was supposed to be the town square for public discussion. We all remember this one because when we first started, it was a wild west. And you could pretty much say anything on there. You could make whatever jokes you want. Nobody cared. It was a much more casual place. Now, obviously, we all police each other and we go back 10 years and find the tweets from the wild west period and we try to destroy each other and all of this. But when Twitter first started, it really was sort of the town square mentality. You can say whatever you want. It can be as wild as you want it to be. And it was mainly what I would characterize as sort of an engineering culture. It's like, how do we engineer the town square? And then over time, it became pretty clear from all of this material that it was not about engineering a town square anymore, because the people who were not the engineers were actually in control of the policy. You had the actual people who were in charge of trying to, for example, cleanse the pornography or cleanse the child sex abuse stuff from Twitter, and they were trying to come up with algorithms. And then meanwhile, you had the actual political hacks, people like Yoel Roth and Vijaya Gadde, who are not engineers, really, sitting there and almost like a caddy under a tree deciding what to ban and what not to ban. It was almost a change in culture that took place. And meanwhile, Jack Dorsey basically just took off to a cave in Malaysia or something and was vacationing the whole time.
I had somebody describe Dorsey is being more like the company's spirit animal than its CEO at one point. What's interesting about the company is the way it was structured is that the vast majority of the moderation was done on kind of an automated rules-based basis. It was done by the operations department, which was staffed by a lot of people, and there were kind of lower level. And then there was a level above that, where you had all these executives, and that's where you start to see all this weird, subjective, clearly politicized, or even just idiosyncratic human intervention in regular tweets. And the odd thing is they're doing it with tweets that have like zero engagement or two followers. Like it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me why these people would be involved in that stuff. But they were, if there had been a lot of stuff like requests from the Trump White House to zap this or that, and I had seen that, I would have reported it. I just didn't see it. It was all kind of in another direction.
It's amazing stuff. Well, Matt Taibbi, you did an amazing job reporting this. I'm sure there's much more to come. I mean, I'll ask you now. I mean, is there a lot more to come? I assume there's going to be more.
Yeah, there's going to be some interesting stuff. There are people searching right now for all kinds of things, and we're trying to sort out what the best stuff to put out next is. But there's going to be more for sure.
Well, it's really fascinating stuff. That's Matt Taibbi, former writer at the Rolling Stone and editor of TK News Substack, and obviously welcome to the vast right wing conspiracy.
This one is great.
it's absurd. Matt Taibbi, really appreciate the time.
Take care. Thanks, man.
It's more on this in just 1 second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like checking in your baggage at the airport without a lock. You think your stuff is kept private. You never know who's going through your belongings. I mean, it could theoretically be a member of the Department of Nuclear Waste who's stealing your luggage and then going through it. You gotta lock your luggage, gang. When you go online without a VPN, internet service providers can see every single website you visit. They can legally sell that information without your consent to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. When you use ExpressVPN, ISPs can't see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Your data is encrypted for maximum protection. You can fire up the app and click one button, and now you are protected. Phones, laptops, even routers, everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected as well. I want to protect all my online activity because I'm online pretty much all day, every day. And this means that all the vital information about me, including credit card numbers, is available to people who are trying to hack me. ExpressVPN protects me. Secure your online activity. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro today. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Go check them out right now. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, gender activists testifying in front of Congress. They are making perfectly clear the left-wing agenda, and it's really hideous. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
V.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Democrats have called left-wing activists to testify in front of Congress on gender ideology issues. It's really bad. I've been warning you for quite a while here that the left is interested in basically destroying all intermediate social institutions, including the family, including traditional marriage, and they will basically break all rules of truth in order to do so. And this becomes incredibly clear when you look at the people that Democrats bring before Congress. So yesterday, there's a gender activist named Jesse Pocock who is speaking in front of Congress, and this person made absolutely clear, number one, they don't believe that parents have any rights whatsoever in terms of how they raise their kids, because the overarching moral good is to make sure that your kid is sexually fluid. And two, they don't believe that that sexual fluidity applies in reverse, meaning that if a boy says that he is a girl, he can never say that he is a boy again. That's what this person made clear. So they don't care about truth, they don't care about objective fact, and they don't care about parental rights. What they care about is the broader agenda. So here is gender activist Jesse Pocock testifying in front of Congress and explaining that this person does not believe in detransition, which, by the way, does exist. There are tons of people who have had surgeries and hormone treatments who have decided that this was a rather large-scale mistake and that attempting to exist in opposition to your own biology is actually quite a terrible thing. Here is gender activist Jesse Pocock speaking about it.
A lot of people in the news coming out detransitioning. Could you speak to that phenomenon and what's that person going through? Did they get it wrong? Were they going through a period? Is it just a fluid thing? I mean, could you speak to that?
Well, you know, I can't really speak to an individual's personal experience. I mean, you know, somebody's gender is just a really personal experience, but I can speak to you. I've been in this work for a long time. I know a lot of trans folks, close friends, family members,
I've just never heard a case of anyone detransitioning.
So I honestly don't think it's a real.
There's a number of cases in the news right now.
There are a number of cases in the news right now, including a former Navy SEAL who claimed that he was a woman, had some surgeries to prove it, and then now claims that that was an enormous mistake. So this person, Jesse Pocock, who is the CEO and executive director of Inside Out Youth Services, a group that, quote, builds access, equity, and power with LGBTQIA 2 plus minus divided by a sign, happy face emoji, young people, said, quote, I understand cases of abuse. There's laws to protect abuse. But apparently those laws should not apply here. This person says that there's no such thing as detransition. Also, parents have no rights. So here's Jesse Pocock explaining that parents really have no rights and that Jesse Pocock should decide what happens to your kids.
Do parents have a right? Should they be informed about what's going on? Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids' lives?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right.
Parents do not have the right to know if their kids are being transitioned in school. They're coming after your kids, and you should know that they're coming after your kids. The left takes, the radical social left, they take glory in this. If they can turn your kids into advocates for their political position by making them live out their peculiar fantasies that your child is gender fluid or that your child is of alternative sexual orientation, they will do it. And pretending that this stuff is baked into the biological cake, again, they're playing this game all the time as to what is biologically ingrained and what is not biologically ingrained. So we were told for years and years and years, for example, that sexual orientation is biologically ingrained and unchangeable. Now they say that's bigotry. You can't say that. If you say that, for example, people are born gay, which is the thing that people on the left like to say for several decades, if you say that now, then this would suggest that people who are straight and then become gay later in life, it would suggest that that is untrue. And sexual fluidity, they say, does exist. So is it biological or is it not biological? Meanwhile, gender is totally biological. But sex is not biological. In other words, these are all malleable standards for them. The thing that they care about more than anything else is obliterating actual rational and biological standards here in pursuit of a greater goal. And the greater goal is complete sexual fluidity, sexual identity at the center of all life. And parents have to be just wrecked in favor of this. It's important that this person is overtly saying that if you have a 12-year-old kid and your 12-year-old kid goes to school and he says one day, I'm worried about my gender orientation. I don't know if I'm a he or a she. That you have no right to know about that. That is bad for you to know about that. It's amazing. But apparently this is now widespread mainstream activism on the left. Absolute madness. And there's a good piece by Daniel Henninger over at the Wall Street Journal on this generalized topic. He says, Lori Smith, meet Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and millions of other Americans who for more than 200 years have been able to say what they think, protected by the First Amendment. Thursday is the Bill of Rights' 231st anniversary, the law of the land since the Virginia legislature's ratification vote in 1791. Colorado, which joined the Union in 1876, wants the Constitution's free speech right to be significantly altered and is asking the Supreme Court to create a list of First Amendment exceptions. Ms. Smith is a Colorado-based designer of wedding websites and an evangelical Christian who got crosswise with the state's anti-discrimination law when she refused, out of religious conviction, to work for a same-sex wedding. Under that law, claims of free speech or religious belief are insufficient to refuse service. When the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage with its 2015 Obergefell decision, it arrived at a judgment with which many Americans agreed. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the decision. He said, it must be emphasized, religions and those who adhere to religious doctrines may continue to advocate with utmost sincere conviction that by divine precept, same-sex marriage should not be condoned. But that means nothing anymore, because now advocates are arguing and anti-discrimination laws should be recognized as more important than religious freedom or free speech rights. And the Supreme Court, in Ms. Smith's 303 Creative versus Atlantis case, should affirm this new reality. Colorado law lists the classes of discrimination as race, color, disability, sex, sexual orientation, including transgender status, national origin, ancestry, creed, and marital status. The Supreme Court will likely decide in favor of Smith, pointing out that the government cannot compel or coerce an individual to adopt the majority's opinion. But this is one of the reasons why you've been seeing the left assaulting members of the court who are, again, on the right. So the fact that the left would love to cram down its viewpoint on life on everybody is perfectly in evidence right here. And the only thing that is standing between them and success is the current constituency of the Supreme Court of the United States. That's pretty much it. If they had their way, they would all agree with Jesse Pocock that these people have a right to take your kids from your home and indoctrinate them in the way that they see fit. Their standards are more important than your standards. They are educational experts. Sure, they don't have kids of their own in many cases. Sure, you love your kids more than they do. Sure, you have thousands of years of tradition on their side, but they have the moral good. And because they have the moral good on their side, they should have every ability to take your kid and do whatever they want to your kid without you knowing about it. And they're making this perfectly clear. They're just saying that out loud. And they're being cheered by the White House for saying that sort of stuff out loud. That's the true battle that a lot of American parents are going to have to fight over the coming years. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Restrictions that have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. in recent years remained on track to expire in just a matter of days after an appeals court ruled Friday as thousands more migrants packed shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. The ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals means the restrictions known as Title 42 are still set to be lifted Wednesday unless further appeals are filed. A coalition of 19 Republican-leaning states were pushing to keep the asylum restrictions put in place by former President Trump at the start of the pandemic. President Biden signed legislation Friday to fund the government for an additional week as lawmakers are racing to finish a full-year spending package.
The temporary budget bill will keep the government running through next Friday, December 23rd. Lawmakers voted for an extension to give themselves more time to finish a longer-term spending package before heading home for the holidays and a new Congress is sworn in.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. A victory for Second Amendment rights in Oregon.
An Oregon judge has handed gun rights advocates a victory and placed a new voter-approved ban on high-capacity magazines on hold until questions about its constitutionality can be decided. Harney County Judge Robert Roscio released the written ruling Thursday after a lengthy court hearing earlier this week in which attorneys for gun rights groups sought a preliminary injunction to stop the narrowly passed ban on magazines of more than 10 rounds. Keith Peters reporting.
The House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol considering recommending the Justice Department pursue an unprecedented criminal charge of insurrection and two other counts against former President Trump. The panel is to meet publicly on Monday afternoon when any recommendation will be made public. News and analysis at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
A giant aquarium containing a million liters of water in the lobby of the Radisson Blu in Berlin burst
flooding the hotel and nearby streets.
It's not yet clear what caused the 16-meter-high aquarium to burst early this morning. The glass tank, which contained 1 million liters of water and 1,500 tropical fish, appears to have suddenly shattered, sending glass and metal flying across the hotel lobby and destroying part of the building's facade. Water poured onto the street outside, which was also scattered with debris. Two people were injured, and shocked guests had been moved out of the hotel. Emergency workers used sniffer dogs to search the ground floor for any other victims.
That's the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting from Berlin. Rescue workers using tracker dogs and excavators are scouring through rubble and mud in search of a dozen people still missing after a landslide in Malaysia killed 21 people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Drivers in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere are getting a break from the record-high pump prices they endured over the summer.
Despite the break, that price tag is still difficult for many customers who've been struggling with relentless inflation and have been used to lower prices. Heading into the winter, a number of conditions are straining oil supply, which could end up pushing prices for oil and gasoline higher. Among them are restrictions on who can buy Russian oil and a price cap of $60 per barrel on Russia's crude because of the war in Ukraine.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Drivers wishing prices were lower, but hoping that the situation doesn't get any worse. The International Energy Agency says coal use across the world set to reach new record this year. The Paris-based agency said in a report that while coal use grew by 1.2% in 2022, the increase pushed it to an all-time high of more than 800 billion metric tons. More at townhall.com.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift-giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift-giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Today's show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my listeners have already secured their network data. Join them at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, we live in very serious times in which the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is attempting to push world-breaking change on the social, fiscal, and foreign policy front. We face battles in pretty much every arena of our lives politically, attempting to define the most basic terms in human life, ranging from the terms man and woman to the terms family. We're attempting to avoid a recession. There are a lot of very serious things happening in the world right now. This is why it matters that President Trump, who is the only Republican declared candidate so far, it's important to note that he jumped into the water as soon as humanly possible after election 2022, which did not go the way that I think Donald Trump would have liked. Many of his hand-chosen candidates in the Senate did not win. Well, Donald Trump, 2 days ago, announced that he had a major announcement that he was going to reveal on Thursday. And for a lot of people who are watching his campaign, they're thinking, okay, what's that major announcement going to look like? After all, this man is the former president of the United States. This is a guy who presumably is going to have some policy recommendations that he wishes to trot out. He's going to have some important things to say, no matter whether you are pro him or against him. The fact is that when the former president of the United States and a newly declared president for his third consecutive election says that he has a major announcement, people are going to take that pretty seriously. And a lot of people were taking that pretty seriously because, again, if you are assuming that we live in serious times and if you are assuming that Donald Trump is a serious candidate for president of the United States and that he is running a serious campaign, what you would expect is some sort of major policy drop, for example. Or maybe he's going to announce who is running for vice president with him. Or maybe he was going to announce something else politically oriented that made a difference in American public life. Instead, the major announcement almost completely craters his presidential campaign before it even gets off the ground. Even many of his very, very strong allies, people ranging from Steve Bannon to, say, the Hodge twins, were criticizing what Donald Trump did yesterday, and for good reason. So what was Donald Trump's major announcement? Well, he put out on Truth Social the major announcement, all capital letters, major announcement. Quote, "My official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here. These limited edition cards feature amazing art of my life and career. Collect all of your favorite Trump digital trading cards, very much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. Go to collecttrumpcards.com and get your cards now. Only $99 each. Would make a great Christmas gift. Don't wait. They will be gone, I believe, very quickly." And the picture, for those who are not actually watching the show, and this is one of the reasons you should watch the show so you can see the visuals, is a picture of Donald Trump standing in a wrestling ring wearing what appears to be a skin-tight superhero outfit with the American flag as his cape, a giant T on his chest, a rippling six-pack, a wrestling belt championship, and 45 boots, because he was the 45th president of the United States, with electricity popping around him. It's a meme. In other words, he's selling you memes for $99, and this was the major announcement. Super, so major, unbelievably major, collect all the Trump cards, put together, search for Pikachu, find Pikachu, kill Pikachu. In any case, the former president of the United States also put out a video. And again, the reason this matters is because any presidential candidate who did this, it would be bad. The former president of the United States, a man who is the presumptive frontrunner jumping into the race doing this, is cringeworthy. It just is. And again, if you think that politics ought to be a somewhat serious business, that our politicians ought to provide a threat to the people who we believe stand in the way of our freedoms, then when you say you have a major announcement and what you actually drop is what appears to be an NFT money grab, especially in his eye, I mean, it's like on every available front, it's the dumbest politics I think maybe I've ever seen. It's painful. It's painful. And this is coming from somebody who voted for Donald Trump in 2020. And it's just bad. So Trump drops this video. And when I first saw it, I thought it was a deep fake. To be honest with you, I thought there's no way that Donald Trump would acquiesce to the people around him pushing him to do something this stupid. Because again, NFTs, first of all, nobody understands what an NFT is. A non-fungible token, which is what an NFT is, what it basically is a digital trading card. Essentially, you buy a GIF, and you have the exclusive right to a copy of that GIF. Not the only copy, a copy of the GIF, which means nothing since I can literally just copy and paste one onto my desktop right now without having to spend $99. But here is Donald Trump announcing this major, major announcement. Again, I'm not the one characterizing it as a major announcement. If this has just been one of the many things that he put out, okay. When you're a presidential candidate and the former president of the United States, and you say that you have a major announcement, all capital letters, and your major announcement is spend $99 on my worthless GIF for a chance to possibly win a Zoom call with me, that's not great, Bob. Here was Donald Trump yesterday.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. This is my first official Trump Trading Card NFT collection. And you get a chance to meet me. Go to collecttrumpcards.com right now. And remember, Christmas is coming, and this makes a great Christmas gift.
So, yeah, man. That's it. First of all, I don't think it makes an amazing Christmas gift. If someone gave this to me for Hanukkah, actually, I'll be honest, I think it would be great. If somebody gave this to me for Hanukkah, I'm willing to take it. But what? Just what? A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
So first of all, opening with, I'm a greater president than Washington. Come for the, I'm a better president than Washington or Lincoln. And stay for the memes of Donald Trump dressed as an astronaut, I guess, is the idea here. I'm here to announce a major announcement. They call it Magic the Gathering. I have finally completed my set, and you can buy a Magic the Gathering set as well, with a picture of me, Leviathan, Power 9. Like, this is not what a presidential candidate should be doing. And everybody was making fun of this yesterday, because, again, it is intensely mockable. This, especially the commercial, which sounds as though it came on Fox News at 1 a.m. selling a walk-in bathtub. That is what it feels like. So, here's the question. If Republicans are being ripped up and down, as they should be, for not being serious enough about stopping the left, is this what you want? Is this what you want? It's one of the most counterproductive things I've ever seen a candidate do because of that. If you are a fan of Donald Trump and you wish him to be president, do you actually look at this and think that this is good strategy? Or does it look to you like he's trying to sell you a Trump steak or Trump water? Is it the worst of the Donald Trump branding? I'm pointing this out not because I want Donald Trump to lose. I do not think he's the best candidate in a primary. It is specifically because of this kind of stuff. I do not think that he's the best candidate in a primary or in the general election. Joe Biden obviously took the opportunity to jump on Donald Trump with both feet. And again, it's hard not to jump on Donald Trump with both feet when he gives you that open an opportunity. Biden obviously tweeted out, I had some major announcements the last couple of weeks, too. Inflation is easing. I signed the Respect for Marriage Act. We brought Brittany Griner home. Gas prices are lower than a year ago. 10,000 new high-paying jobs in Arizona. Now, all of these things are at least quasi-lies in terms of whether they are good. But that doesn't matter. Joe Biden is basically saying my major announcements are about things that I do as president of the United States, and Donald Trump's major announcement is about NFT trading cards with bad memes from 4 years ago with lasers coming out of his eyes. And this is the part that I think is really telling. If you are this unfocused, if you are this scattered, you cannot defeat the Democrat. You can't. I'm sorry, it's not going to work. And what it feels like, honestly, is it feels like Donald Trump is running a very lackluster campaign because I'm not sure he actually wants to run. I'm not sure what else to make of that. Because yesterday, he actually put out a somewhat major announcement. Here's the thing. Donald Trump literally put out an announcement yesterday about what he called his free speech policy, which actually had some rather interesting things in it. And Trump put out a free speech policy in which he essentially announced that he wanted to ban the government from using its power to cram down on social media companies' bans on information. Now, this would have been, okay, a major announcement, right? Like a policy announcement. This is what you would expect from a candidate, from the former president. Here was Donald Trump announcing that yesterday. But which one do you think gets more attention? Him doing that, or literally, which he did not say was a major announcement, or the thing that he himself said was the most major announcement, which was, in fact, a picture of him in spandex from his life and career. And this is the thing that should have been the major announcement, but it wasn't, even according to Donald Trump. I'm not the one who characterized it that way. He's the one who characterized it that way. Here's Donald Trump.
They have collaborated to suppress vital information on everything from elections to public health. The censorship cartel must be dismantled and destroyed, and it must happen immediately. And here's my plan. First, within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. I will then ban federal money from being used to label domestic speech as mis or disinformation.
Okay, so again, like all of this is interesting and worthy of discussion and debate. And that last provision there where he says that he's going to stop the federal government from labeling anything mis or disinformation, you see exactly why he's doing that. Because again, the federal government basically labeled everything up to and including the Hunter Biden laptop story, mis or disinformation, and ended up cudgeling or encouraging or winking and nodding at social media taking that stuff down. The counter argument on that score would be, well, the federal government sometimes has to say that things are false or whether things are true, but the problem is we don't trust them. Again, all of that is interesting and controversial and worthy of note, but that's not what he called the major announcement. What he called the major announcement was, here I am, and I'm saying to you must buy this poster drawn by me, of me, signed by me, for me, for you, That's not serious stuff. It's more on this in just one second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like checking in your baggage at the airport without a lock. You think your stuff is kept private. You never know who's going through your belongings. I mean, it could theoretically be a member of the Department of Nuclear Waste who's stealing your luggage and then going through it. You gotta lock your luggage, gang. When you go online without a VPN, internet service providers can see every single website you visit. They can legally sell that information without your consent to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. When you use ExpressVPN, ISPs can't see your online activity. Your identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Your data is encrypted for maximum protection. You can fire up the app and click one button, and now you are protected. Phones, laptops, even routers, everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected as well. I want to protect all my online activity because I'm online pretty much all day, every day. And this means that all the vital information about me, including credit card numbers, is available to people who are trying to hack me. ExpressVPN protects me. Secure your online activity. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro today. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Go check them out right now. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up. A lot of Republicans like Donald Trump because the left keeps attacking him. There's only one problem. The left also keeps attacking Ron DeSantis in ways that are actually just as bad. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So if you think the left only hates Donald Trump, that ain't true. They hate DeSantis, too. And they hate Ron DeSantis for a different reason than they hate Trump. They hate Trump because, yes, obviously he politically opposes much of their agenda. Also, they hate Trump because they see Trump as sort of a class traitor. Trump was a guy who should have been in their corner. Until about 2014, he was very socially liberal, Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a person who had won Emmy Awards. He had performed at the Emmys singing about Green Acres. I'm not kidding. And that tape is available. This was a person who was very, very, I mean, he was at Bill and Hillary Clinton wedding, or at the wedding of Chelsea Clinton. Like, this is a person who is widely known and understood in left-wing circles. And then he turned on them and said they hate him for cultural reasons. The reason that the left hates Ron DeSantis is specifically and solely because he is an effective advocate of right-wing policies. That is the reason they hate DeSantis. Otherwise, they never would have noticed DeSantis. The reason they hate DeSantis is precisely why many Republicans want to see DeSantis elected, because he's an effective advocate of conservative policies that have broad spectrum appeal, which is how you turn a 0.4% victory in 2018 into a 20% victory in 2022. And you can see their hatred is just, it's virulent for Ron DeSantis in the same way it was for Trump. So if the great draw for you with regard to Trump was that Donald Trump is the person the left hates most, I'm not sure that's actually true. I'm not sure that's actually true. They may hate him most on sort of a gut level. They find him gross and he annoys them and vulgar and all that. But the reason they actually hate DeSantis is because they're afraid DeSantis is good at his job. That is the reason they hate him. I'm just going to give you one example. Stephen Colbert, who is no longer a comedian. Stephen Colbert is just the second worst White House press secretary after Karine Jean-Pierre. Colbert, last night on his show, talked about DeSantis versus Trump. And listen to the way he describes this, because these are two very, very different politicians. Ron DeSantis is a very disciplined politician who, for example, does not release videos of himself calling himself better than Lincoln and Washington and then trying to sell you a $99 worthless digital token. Ron DeSantis is a very effective governor of a major state in the United States. And here's Stephen Colbert likening the two, because this is how the left thinks of DeSantis. So, if the chief draw for you for Trump is the left hates him, they hate DeSantis too, and DeSantis is wildly, wildly effective.
New Wall Street Journal poll says that in a hypothetical GOP primary matchup, DeSantis beats the former president 52% to 38%. Yay? Also maybe boo? It's hard to know who to root for here. It's like a poll between gonorrhea and a slightly more racist gonorrhea. This is apologies to gonorrhea.
By the way, this also goes to show you that their hatred for Trump applies to literally all Republicans. It applies to everyone. So it's between gonorrhea and – so Ron DeSantis is gonorrhea, I assume, in this particular iteration. And DeSantis – and Trump would be the slightly more racist gonorrhea. And the crowd in New York is cheering wildly. Ah, these geniuses. But don't worry. Don't worry. They don't hate you. They just hate Trump, except for they hate you and DeSantis and everybody else. So – when it comes time for Republicans to pick, when we move forward as the Republican Party or as conservatives, and when we look at who's the most effective, best candidate, the question is going to be who offers the most opportunities for the left to attack them while being ineffective in terms of policy. And right now, that video that Trump put out, I think it's one of the single most damaging things I've ever seen a candidate do. It may be the single most damaging thing I've seen a candidate do, because it directly underscores the problem with Trump in the first place, which is the pervasive sense of unseriousness that has surrounded him since 2020, since he left office in early 2021 and lost the election in late 2020. There's a sense that he no longer cares about the priorities of his own party. He cares about his own priorities. And when you release a major announcement, I don't think I'm making too much of this. Trump fans will say that I am, but he's the one who made it into a major announcement. So people should keep that in mind as time moves forward toward the 2024 presidential election. And meanwhile, controversy has broken out on Twitter after Elon Musk banned a series of journalists. He banned them because he said that they were essentially doxing him. Now, doxing is the practice online whereby you give somebody's real-time location that they were trying to keep private. So doxing is not like I'm walking around at Disneyland and somebody notices that I'm there and they text their friends. That's not really doxing. A doxing is I try to keep my home address private and you uncover my home address and then you send people to my door, right? That's doxing. Doxing is where you uncover the license information on my car and then you tweet real-time updates on where my car is, right? That sort of stuff is doxing. So Musk is now accusing a bunch of journalists and pseudo-journalists of doxing. And this started when he decided that he was going to ban an account called Elon Jets. Now, he had said he was not going to ban an account called Elon Jet. He had suggested that because he's so free speech, he'd said, I'll keep Elon Jet online. I mean, it's something that he actually had tweeted out earlier this year. He changed his mind, apparently, after there was an incident in Los Angeles in which a person followed his son. He has a very young son, and he had a person apparently followed that car and then jumped on the roof of the car, according to Elon Musk. And so this apparently changed his opinion. It was back in November, like early November of 2022, that he tweeted, "My commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety risk." And well, he obviously changed his mind, and he decided to put in place a doxing policy that says you're not allowed to put out anybody's information on location. Now, the definition of doxing is going to come into play here. What exactly is doxing? So, for example, we track in real time a lot of people via the jets. I mean, you can track presidential candidates. This sort of stuff happens all the time. When a politician travels to Iowa, for example, you will see reports on Twitter that the politician has gone to Iowa, presumably to campaign for the presidency, and we do that by looking at the tail number on the plane. Or we track Russian oligarchs, or we track politicians, like when Pete Buttigieg is taking private flights all across the country. You can track those private flights using the tail number on the jet. And this sort of stuff is fairly common online. It is publicly available information. The question is to when that shades over into doxing, meaning like the unsafe targeting of a person's location, a location that somebody is trying to keep private. That's kind of a shaded issue. Musk says, "I've tried to keep that information private, and people are now uncovering that information. They're using it to target my family. I'm very sympathetic to those claims, considering that I, as a human, have 24/7 security on myself and on my house." So I totally sympathize with Musk's claim. However, the extent to which this is doxing is in question. In any case, he ended up banning a bunch of quote-unquote journalism accounts. Alrighty, coming up, more on Elon Musk banning journalists is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. This is Ben Shapiro Show. So Elon Musk has now banned a bunch of journalists from Twitter because he says that they're distributing information about his flight information and essentially doxing him. So according to CNN, the accounts belonging to CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan, the New York Times' Ryan Mack, the Washington Post's Drew Harwell, and other journalists who have covered Musk aggressively in recent weeks were all abruptly permanently suspended. The account of progressive independent journalist Aaron Rupar was also banned. Now, the truth is, Rupar should have been suspended for disinformation years ago. And if we aren't actually taking seriously the Twitter terms of service, which suggests that you're not allowed to mislead people, then Aaron Rupar is one of the worst actors on Twitter. But banning all of these other journalists on the basis that they were revealing his location, that is sort of dicey. Musk claimed that journalists had violated his new doxing policy by sharing his live location, amounting to what he describes as, quote, assassination coordinates. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan did not share the billionaire's live location. Instead, he had shared apparently a link to a tweet talking about whether or not Elon Musk, in the aforementioned incident with his son, had actually filed an LAPD police report. Shortly before suspension, O'Sullivan reported on Twitter the social media company had suspended the accounts of an emerging competitive social media service, Mastodon, which had allowed the continued posting of Elon Jet. That was the account that posts the updated location of Musk's private jet. Other reporters suspended Thursday had recently written about the account. CNN says doxing refers to the practice of sharing someone's home address or other personal information online. The banned account had instead used publicly available flight data, which remain online and accessible to track Musk's jet. But this also depends on whether Musk had taken serious measures to essentially obscure the ownership of his jet, for example. Like, let's say he bought his jet in a trust, specifically because he wished his jet data to remain private. And while people speculating about that, is that quite doxing or is it not quite? It's kind of in a gray area. The bans raise a bunch of questions about exactly what Musk's standards are. Musk, this is very funny. So yesterday, there was a giant phone call with a bunch of pseudo-journalists and journalists with Musk, in which Musk called in and tried to explain why he was banning people. And here's what that sounded like.
And there is not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists, so-called journalists, and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. They're not special because you're a journalist. You're a Twitter. You're a citizen. No special treatment. You dox, you get suspended. End of story. Ban evasion, or trying to be clever about it, like, oh, I posted a link to the real-time information, is obviously that is obviously simply trying to evade the meaning. That is, there's no different from them paste them actually showing real time information.
So when you're saying posting a link to it, I mean, some of the people like Drew and Ryan Mack from the New York Times who were banned were you know, they were reporting on it in the course of sort of pretty normal journalistic endeavors. You consider that like a tricky attempt at ban evasion?
You show the link to the real-time information, ban evasion, obviously.
And so Musk actually did tweet out later, my plane is actually not trackable without using non-public data. So there are a few things here that are worthy of note. One is we actually have to clarify the standard of what is considered doxing and what is not considered doxing. If you're just publishing publicly available flight data without actually delving into a person's private information, then that is not covered by sort of doxing criteria, typically speaking. If, however, you dig up somebody's home address and tweet that out in an attempt to get people to go to their house and harass them, a la Brett Kavanaugh, obviously that would qualify as doxing. So this is sort of a gray area. The area where Musk is completely right is that Musk refuses, as you hear right there, to give in to the distinction that has been drawn between the quote-unquote journalistic crowd and everybody else. There's a group of self-appointed journalismers, and they are journalismers because they say that they are journalismers. And because they are journalismers, the standards of everyday life do not apply to them. So you, as a human on Twitter for a very long time, were not allowed to post the home address of a person that you didn't like because that was considered doxing. If, however, a journalist did it, then, like Taylor Lorenz doing this to Libs of TikTok, then apparently that was totally fine. That was absolutely fine. If you posted Taylor Lorenz's address yourself as a regular citizen, this meant that you were doxing her and that was terrible. If Taylor Lorenz showed up at the door of Libs of TikTok's parents to harass Libs of TikTok, then and then actually reveal video of that and the address and all of the rest, then that was not doxing because Taylor Lorenz is a journalismer. So Musk says, no, we're not going to have that distinction anymore because that distinction is nonsense. And he is correct about this. When it says freedom of the press in the First Amendment, what it means is that Congress cannot crack down on dissemination of speech. It does not mean that there's a special category of people called the press who have special privileges that you or I do not have. And in fact, it would be very hard to determine who's a member of the press because people commit acts of journalism. Whistleblowers very often are giving you more relevant information about the inside workings of a company than a journalist who's being given PR releases from the company. So what constitutes being a member of the press versus not being a member of the press, or being a journalist versus not being a journalist? Very often it is self-appointed. Aaron Ruppert is a journalist. Like the dogs on Paw Patrols are horses. Like that's not, like Aaron Ruppert is not a journalist. Aaron Ruppert is a person who clips people out of context, calls himself a journalist. Does he get special privileges on Twitter because of that? The answer, of course, is no. Now, it also, one of the other questions here is how widely Musk is applying the ban, meaning it is one thing to suspend Elon Jet. It is another thing to suspend a person who tweeted out that they called LAPD to find out whether, in fact, a police report was filed and the police report was not filed, right? That just looks like normal media criticism. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Final point here, however. The journalismers who are extraordinarily upset, and they're really mad, and the people at CNN, the people at NBC, the people in all the media infrastructure who are super upset that standards are now being applied to them that were applied in opaque fashion to all of their enemies 5 minutes ago and they were cheering, I have no sympathy for them. So two things can be true at once. I may not agree with Elon Musk's standard. It depends on the details of that standard as they emerge. But all of the journalists who are spending their time cheering on censorship, who are going after other media companies and trying to have their advertisers removed by calling up advertisers who have nothing to do with the company and trying to harass them into silence, all the same people who say speech is violence and therefore it's fine to get kicked. Like all the people at Politico, for example, who are whining and screaming and holding vast staff-wide meetings over me writing a playbook letter for Politico. If those people get suspended, I have no sympathy for them. One set of rules for everyone. If you are the people who are claiming that censorship on the basis of opaque standards is totally fine because you like the people doing the censoring, then live by those standards. You will get no sympathy from me. So people like Aaron Rupar, whose job in life and the glory they get in life is by trying to get other people kicked off social media, getting kicked off social media, you have no there will be no tears for you. I think you probably shouldn't have been kicked off. Also, your standards, buddy. You know, F around and find out is sort of the idea here. Your standards. No sympathy. And I know there are a lot of people who say that that is a violation of consistency. No, it's not. I can say those two things at once, and they are perfectly consistent. I don't think you should be banned, and also, if you are banned, I don't feel bad for you because you seem to be like a person who likes banning. So the Musk controversy continues apace along these lines. Again, the reason that I point out the media inconsistency here is because many of the same people who are very upset with Elon Musk for suspending a bunch of journalists and pseudo-journalists on Twitter, like he suspended Keith Olbermann, that's definitionally a pseudo-journalist, many of those same people were totally fine with pushing false information at the behest of the federal government and then calling for bans on that information from social media. So, for example, Breitbart is now reporting that former Deputy Director of National Intelligence Cliff Sims said that he warned CNN reporter Natasha Bertrand that Hunter Biden's laptop was not Russian disinformation before she wrote the infamous and now discredited Politico story, which used dozens of former intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter's laptop. Bertrand was reporting for Politico at the time. She approached then-Deputy DNI Sims on October 19, 2020, regarding an article she was writing about 50 former information officials claiming that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Breitbart News' Emma Jo Morris had a few days earlier broken the laptop from hell story, which Big Tech censored in the New York Post. Sims told Bertrand before the publication of the Politico story that the laptop from hell was not Russian disinformation, citing then-DNI John Ratcliffe. Despite Sims' warning, Bertrand wrote the story anyway, gave the Democrats the headline they wanted, and this provided the impetus for social media banning all of this stuff. So all of the journalists who were very happy with the ban on the Hunter Biden laptop story are now very upset that Elon Musk is banning people based on tweeting out flight information or being next to people who are tweeting out flight information. And I may agree with their standard, but I don't agree with them. They're perfectly happy to have censorship standards applied through an opaque algorithm. Well, Musk, at least, I'll say this for him. I mean, he's out there defending himself. He's out there on Twitter explaining exactly what he is doing. You can agree with it, you can disagree with it, but he isn't, in fact, explaining what he is doing. And that is worthy of note, because that is certainly a lot better than most of us got from Twitter for years when they were shadow banning material. Yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk to Matt Taibbi a little bit later on today, who is one of the reporters who was handed the Twitter files. I want to ask him whether, in fact, I was shadow banned, because it is pretty obvious I was. I've gained about a million followers on Twitter since the end of the Jack Dorsey tenure over at Twitter. So, again, amazing to watch members of the media caterwaul and scream over standards being applied to them. They are happy to have applied to everybody else. Alrighty, meanwhile, we are seeing a crisis on the border. This is one of the reasons why when Trump releases stuff like major announcement, it's an NFT, I become very, very irritated. I think a lot of people do. We have serious problems in this country. Why is the leading presidential candidate on the Republican side, the only candidate in the race? Why is he not making that his chief? This is the guy who was saying, I'm going to build a wall. Like, why wouldn't his major announcement be that, for example, he is now already coordinating with governors in southern states in order to effectuate the building of a wall if he's reelected president? Like, why wouldn't he do that? That would be a major announcement. Instead, he's doing NFT garbage. And that's a problem, because we do, in fact, have a massive crisis at the southern border, which everybody recognizes, and the White House is simply lying about. We'll get to that in a moment. First, I need you to do something today. With airfare prices surging and flights being canceled left and right, it's harder than ever for our wounded and ill service members to be with their loved ones on Christmas. Unless we do something right now, within the next 2 weeks, hundreds of these service members will be forced to be apart from their families on Christmas. Luke's Wings believes every wounded warrior should be able to spend the holidays with their loved ones. Since 2008, they've provided more than 14,000 airplane tickets reuniting families with these service members. This Christmas, join me and help Luke's Wings reunite 500 wounded warriors with their families by making a tax-deductible donation at lukeswings.org today. Please don't wait. Donate right now. Airfare is rising fast. These soldiers are running out of time. Please make a meaningful impact this Christmas for people who have sacrificed nearly everything for the country. Bring a soldier and their family together by donating today at lukeswings.org. That's lukeswings.org. lukeswings.org. You can help bring together a family. You can bring together a wounded warrior and members of their family on Christmas. Pretty amazing cause. Go check them out today. lukeswings.org. Again, that's lukeswings.org to give and bring a family together for the Christmas holiday.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
All right, coming up, the border situation is out of control, which is just one reason why we actually need responsible Republican governance. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
591-32.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the border is just completely out of control. Everybody knows this at this point. According to the Wall Street Journal, as federal immigration authorities continue to release migrants by the thousands, El Paso officials and local charities are near a breaking point in the sprawling border city. Large groups of migrants, including a large contingent of Nicaraguans who crossed the border on Sunday, have been streaming across the Rio Grande in recent days. U.S. Border Patrol facilities housed more than 5,000 people on Wednesday, and roughly 1,700 migrants were released, according to data from the city of El Paso. My country is hard. There's no work. Our president is very bad, said Catherine Urbina, a 28-year-old from Nicaragua, who was traveling with relatives and friends, said of why she came to the U.S. right now, which is not actually an asylum claim. Being from a country that is not great and where there's underemployment is not actually an asylum claim. Urbina said she and relatives were part of the large group that crossed on Sunday and spent several hours standing on the U.S. side of the river waiting to surrender to Border Patrol so they could ask for asylum. It's unclear what triggered the latest wave of migrants, but authorities think the impending end of Title 42 may be a factor. Remember, Title 42 was used. It was the COVID excuse to get people away from the border. It was like, well, we don't know if you have COVID or if you don't, so under Title 42, we can exclude you from the country and process you inside of Mexico. A federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to stop expelling migrants under the law by December 21st. U.S. officials are considering a move to expand a program creating a legal process for Venezuelan migrants seeking asylum to also include Nicaraguans, Cubans, and Haitians amid the recent surge, according to the Wall Street Journal. Such a move would allow migrants from those countries to apply from abroad to fly to the United States and could slow attempts to cross the southern border. But that's only going to work if people don't believe that if they arrive at the southern border, we're just going to release them into the interior. So if the idea is apply from Venezuela and we'll reject you while you're in Venezuela, or move up a couple thousand miles to the American southern border and then we'll just let you in, people are just going to continue to stream in. It's not about where you're processed. It is about whether, if you're processed at the border, you're going to be let in. Well, if you're not processed at the border, you're not going to be let in. That's what this is about. Even Democrats are freaking out about all of this. Democratic Representative Escobar says, I'm afraid that there will be a catastrophe, and what you're going to end up with here because of under-resourced is homeless migrants just wandering the streets of El Paso.
Nothing's going to happen unless an absolute catastrophe and then has to be responded to, or the politics around this changes.
You are 100% right, Kate. I am afraid that a catastrophe will happen, that, you know, that there will be homeless migrants on the streets in freezing temperatures and people will die. I'm worried about that.
I mean, that is from a Democrat. And she should be worried about that. The waves of migrants who are now swamping the southern border, that is happening because Joe Biden has made it clear that if you get into the country, you will be allowed to live here. That is what has happened here. This is why the rates of illegal migration have skyrocketed in the United States. And that's not about processing power. That's about the simple fact that when you say to people that if you get in, we will release you, you come back for one court date, and now you just get to live here, and we'll probably amnesty you sometime in the near future. Of course you're going to get waves of people who are attempting to get in. I don't blame those people. If I were living in Nicaragua, I'd also attempt to get into the United States. The United States is an amazing place. That does not mean that the United States has an obligation, moral or legal or otherwise, to bring people in just because economic situations around the world are worse. Otherwise, the United States would have approximately 8 billion citizens, considering that the United States does have the world's strongest economy. There's not a reason why a country has an obligation to bring people in. Even if you are somebody who believes in asylum and refugee status, typically that is because the government is specifically targeting you and your family. It is not because the economy sucks where you live and you can't get a job. And it's an absurdity. This situation is growing worse and worse. A Texas County border judge named Richard Cortez says the Biden administration is not helping us whatsoever. Now, basically, we have a leak here at the border, and instead of actually attempting to plug the leak and stop the hole, instead the Biden administration is sending us buckets to catch the water, but those buckets are insufficient.
In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said that it has deployed additional agents and resources to the El Paso region. I'm wondering if you think that is enough. You mentioned the laws. Specifically,
well,
laws and what?
You know, I'm smiling because what we have is that we have a leak. We need a plumber to come and stop the leak. And instead, what we're doing is we're sending us more buckets to hold the water. That is not the solution.
Yeah, he is correct that it is not the solution. And again, this problem is getting worse and worse because it is not just illegal immigrants who are crossing the border. It's also the fentanyl that many of them are carrying. We have a massive fentanyl crisis in the United States. It's taken over as the leading killer of people from drug overdose over, for example, straight heroin. CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell interviewed the Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco about this. And she says fentanyl is a national security crisis. And when Title 42 ends, by the way, it is worth remembering here just how hypocritical the Biden administration is. When they came into office, they said they needed to end Title 42 because it was bad. Then they realized by ending Title 42, they get a wave of illegal migration. And so they said Title 42 has to continue applying. Then they said it had to continue applying because of COVID. But they've also declared that COVID is over. So essentially, they don't want to own the consequences of their own bad policy, and the fentanyl keeps flowing right into the country. Here's the Deputy Attorney General under Joe Biden.
There is a growing concern that there will now be a tsunami of fentanyl flowing through the southern border when Title 42 ends next week. Is that something you're concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about the increase in illegal migration. I'm concerned with human smuggling. I'm concerned with drug smuggling. The DEA has taken an approach where they are have established two counter-threat teams. This is the kind of approach you take to organizations that pose a national security threat.
Okay, here's the thing. The White House is not taking any of the sort of measures that would be necessary in order to stop any of this. And you know who knows this? All the Border Patrol agents. So, according to the Washington Examiner, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, visited El Paso, Texas this week. Now, Kamala Harris has not gone down there despite her lies about having gone to the border. Joe Biden has not gone down to the border, and he's not too busy to do so. He's busy wearing his sunglasses, aviator sunglasses, and hanging out with men on the White House lawn who put out videos about how much they like erect penises. I'm not kidding. That happened 2 days ago. In any case, this administration is not taking this problem seriously. Secretary Mayorkas went down to the border, and while he was there, he got a cold shoulder from the Border Patrol because obviously he's not actually effectuating policy that allows them to do their job. There's been a big problem with ICE for as long as ICE has existed, is they basically have two conflicting missions, and those missions really should be separated by department. One mission is to effectuate legal border crossing, and the other is to reject illegal border crossers. That is it. Those are two very different missions. And keeping them housed inside of one agency without any clear policy guidance means massive confusion and a feeling like you are going to be punished if you're not going to be punished. Let's put it this way. You're not going to be punished if you allow too many people in. You're going to be punished if you reject people who should have gotten in, according to the dictates of the Biden administration. Mayorkas traveled to West Texas on Monday and Tuesday to meet with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He focused his comments on smaller groups of management and rank-and-file agents and officers on suicide prevention. And everybody's like, why are you talking about suicide prevention? Why don't you talk about you sucking at your job? A senior Border Patrol agent said, quote, when he stated he was here to bring light to suicide prevention and nothing about the migrant crisis, our staff couldn't believe it and made it known to him. One federal law enforcement agent present at the discussion asked Mayorkas why he has continued to state that the border is secure, when agents say this is an inaccurate assessment, given the hundreds of thousands of non-citizens they've observed on camera illegally entering and absconding. The same agent said, they asked him why he's saying that the border is secure and we have no agents in the field. He had the nerve to respond, he never said the border was secure. I wish you could see into our agents' eyes, they are lifeless, the same person said. The secretary apparently shrugged off the question and pivoted. Mayorkas further fanned the flames by not visiting the land border, similar to Vice President Kamala Harris's flub during her first and only visit to El Paso 18 months ago. So he stayed very, very far away from the border. You don't want a picture of him anywhere near a border that he says is secure and which is totally insecure. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Colorado judge warned of the LGBT bar attackers' shootout plans.
A judge who dismissed a 2021 kidnapping case against the Colorado gay nightclub shooter warned last year that the defendant had been stockpiling weapons and planning a shootout and needed mental health treatment or, quote, it's going to be so bad. The comments made in August last year by the judge are contained in court documents obtained by the Associated Press. They add to warning signs authorities had about increasing violent behavior by Anderson Aldrich prior to the November 19th shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs. I'm Shelley Adler.
Starbucks workers around the U.S. began a 3-day strike on Friday as part of their effort to unionize the coffee chain's stores. More than 1,000 baristas at 100 stores around the country estimated walked out, according to the Starbucks Workers United, the labor group that organized the effort. Strike will be the longest in the year-old unionization campaign, and the union says it expects this weekend the strike will shutter some stores entirely. At others, they say managers and other workers may work there to keep the stores open. There is a fine for having a firearm in your carry-on is going to be huge.
The federal agency tasked with airport security says so far this year, officers have stopped a record number of guns going through airport security. The Transportation Security Administration says it's anticipating that by the end of the year, they will have nabbed about 6,600 weapons. In response, the agency says it's increasing the maximum civil penalty for firearms violations to almost $15,000.
Lisa Dwyer reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our Retirement Readiness Kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The Phoenix Airport will be the first to offer self-driving ride-hailing Waymo.
The move comes as the city gets ready to host the Super Bowl. Mayor Kate Gallego says fans who come to the city for the big game will be able to use Waymo to get from the airport to downtown Phoenix, where many pre-game events will take place. A test group has been using Waymo vehicles from the station to downtown Phoenix since early November. The cars are electric Jaguar models and are a autonomous vehicle unit of Google's California-based parent company, Alphabet Incorporated. John Scott reporting.
A couple of bowl games on Friday night. Miami of Ohio and University of Arkansas Birmingham played. UAB beat Miami in the Bahamas Bowl 24-20. And Troy came from 12 points down to beat UTSA 18-12 in the Cure Bowl. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After scaling 40-year highs, inflation in the U.S. has been slowly easing since the summer, yet the Federal Reserve seems decidedly unimpressed and unconvinced that its fight against accelerating prices is anywhere near over. On Thursday, stock investors were spooked by the growing understanding of how much further the Fed seems willing to go to defeat high inflation, and Friday was a red day on Wall Street.
The Dow was down 281 points to close at 32,920. The NASDAQ lost 105 to 10,705. The S&P 500 dropped 43 points to 3,852. New York oil fell $1.82 to $74.29 a barrel. I'm John Scott.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin banning the use of several Chinese-owned apps, including TikTok and WeChat, on state government devices and wireless networks, calling them a threat to national security and a channel to the Chinese Communist Party. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Biden hasn't yet said whether he'll run for re-election, and Democrats aren't sure if he should. The majority of his own voters say he shouldn't run again, and the major reason is his age.
Well, it makes sense.
Most 80-year-olds aren't out there battling Putin. They're at home battling pudding.
And the crowd goes wild. Well, actually, Joe Biden's not out there battling Putin. He is at home battling pudding. Pudding! As Bill Cosby used to pronounce it. Now he, I don't know how he pronounces anything, because what with the conviction on sex crimes and all of that, Bill Cosby, even the Democratic Party, I mean, even the Democratic Party doesn't want to hang with Bill Cosby anymore. Racists that they are. Happy Friday to you, and welcome. A lot of stuff has happened in the last 23 hours. Pretty pretty amazing stuff all over the place. The Elon Musk, I'm doing a little cleanup around my desk, a variety of computer screens and all of that. Elon Musk had an interesting 24-hour period because a gang of left-wing miscreants masquerading as journalists decided that they would attempt to harass him and perhaps endanger his life and the lives of his family members by doxing him, you know, like documents. They spell it D-O-X, but, you know, it's about putting documents at it. And sharing, there's a guy that's basically an Elon Musk stalker, and he has a program on Al Gore's Amazing Internet that allows him to stalk Elon Musk by way of his jet movements. You know, he's the richest man in the world. He's got his own jet. And maybe several of them. And he flies around his own jet, and some creepy little basement dweller has been posting where he is in real time. And Elon Musk suggested in one of his tweets that this is assassination stuff. This is the stuff of assassinations, the kind of stuff you put out if you're looking to endanger the life of your target. And then one of his children also, he's got a whole bunch of them, one of his children also being doxxed by these left-wing radicals. And, you know, one of the mental cases involved in this is Keith Olbermann. Remember Keith Olbermann? NBC News paid him millions of dollars a year to go on television and be mentally ill, to be insane. And they like that. That's one of their lanes, and it works well for them. They don't get any ratings, but they don't seem to be bothered by that. It's fascinating. We got a New York Times, we got all these mainstream so-called media people involved in this targeting Elon Musk and menacing and threatening Elon Musk thing. And so he suspended or banned them, one or the other. That remains to be seen because it's new, you know. And the left is, of course, up in arms. Oh, look at this. See, I told you. He's banning people. He said he's not banning people. He said he didn't like people being banned, and now he's banning people. And, of course, Elon Musk says that they violated the terms of service, which is, you know, targeting someone for harassment or death. You know that Elon Musk's life is in danger right now as the richest man in the world. I'm sure that he has some very capable personal security. But that said, why these creepy people insist on harassing him and at least in theory endangering him and his family, it's because that's who they are. They hate. And it's not as though there's really nothing to worry about. See the mass murders of police officers and suicide attacks from New York to Capitol Hill to Denver to Baton Rouge and beyond. We had another one just day before yesterday, right? Two police officers murdered, and then the woman committed suicide. They're branching out, not just men anymore. And so, and, you know, Brett Kavanaugh's house, you got an assassin out there. You know, nobody knows his name, the assassin, because it was swept under the rug. It's not a big thing. And of course, you know, you have mass murders in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And the news media covered that Kyle Rittenhouse thing in Kenosha, Wisconsin, because they wanted to lynch the, you know, teenage white kid who was the community swimming pool lifeguard who dared to exercise his constitutional rights. And he was being chased down in the middle of the night in a burning riot scene by a serial child rapist. And you may remember Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenage lifeguard, was the bad guy in the story, and not the serial child rapist in and out of prison and mental institutions. He was the hero of the story because, you know, the Democrats. But I digress. Elon Musk, and he felt that this was threatening. Deliberately so, designed to be precisely that. And so he suspended, and now the left is like, oh, you can't ban people. And now they get one little spoonful, a spoonful of medicine, and they're apoplectic. And they're calling him a hypocrite while being completely unaware of the fact that they are, in fact, the ones that are being hypocrites. But that's fairly typical as well. So I'll get into that. That's an interesting story. We have also Hunter Biden news, because the National Archives, as it turns out, have the National Archives has a bevy of documents and emails about Hunter Biden, who's a very successful international businessman, and stripper knocker upper Russian hooker chasing crackhead, who became very, very wealthy as an international businessman with no-show jobs. It's a pretty good deal. Did you know that, you know, Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company, an industry he had never worked in, a country he had never visited, they were paying him a few dollars short of $1 million a year. Along with his buddy, Devin Archer, was also being paid the same salary, just a few dollars short of $1 million a year. Did you know that after Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden was there telling him that they had to fire the prosecutor in Ukraine that was investigating Burisma and their corruption, and Joe Biden demanded that the government fire the that is the number one prosecutor in the country, and he was pursuing corruption charges or an investigation involving Burisma. Joe Biden went there. He bragged about it and said that he told them that they'll either fire that prosecutor before he left Ukraine that day, you know, a matter of hours, or he would see to it that the Obama administration withheld $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine, which is a drop in the bucket now compared to what we're shoveling at them. But set that aside. You know, look, Ukrainians need yachts and houses in Monaco, too. So don't worry your little head about that. And then when Joe Biden left the vice president's office, Hunter Biden's pay was cut in half. Did you know that? It's a little detail. The Burisma people, they're still paying him, you know, about $500,000 here for nothing, for not going to Ukraine and not working in the gas industry. But his last name was Biden. So his pay was cut by half, so he was only making about $500,000 here from Burisma. Pretty amazing. And the archives, it turns out, they have documents on all this. And there is here's a headline from the New York Post. White House in bind as archives nears release of Hunter Biden, Burisma emails. See, here's what's going to happen, though. The White House is going to claim executive privilege, prevent the National Archives from releasing the documents, and the news media will clap like the seals that they are. And they will, because they don't believe in government transparency. They believe in lynching Republican politicians and fluffing and dating and going on vacation to the islands with Democrat politicians. Which islands, you might ask? You know, from Martha's Vineyard to St. Bart's, wherever they go, I will follow you. You know, it's an amazing thing. So the I was reading about they're cutting the salary in half. That must have hurt the family because, you know, that Hunter Biden told one of his daughters that how many kids does Hunter Biden have? Nobody knows. It's like how many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop? Nobody knows. Joe Biden certainly doesn't know. He gets the number of grandkids wrong every time he's asked. Comes up with a different number, never the correct number, which is 7. He has said variously 5 and 6. And he said 6 again, but he never got 7. And they don't have a sock, what do you call it, a Christmas stocking, hanging on the fireplace in the White House for Navy Roberts. That's the 7th grandchild. Mom is what we like to call an exotic dancer. Used to work on K Street near the White House at an exotic, it's a gentleman's club. Where the ladies, they dance exotically. And Hunter Biden goes in there and smokes crack and then knocks up the exotic dancers. Some might call them strippers, but, not really her fault. She seems like a perfectly nice person. And a cute little kid, but the Biden family has shunned her. She's been shunned. I think the Kennedy family's got a bunch of those out there, but nobody's counting. Pay no attention to that. Also, there is a new poll that shows that many of us out here in the American public, bipartisan, even Democrats, which is hard to believe, a small number, but even Democrats support investigating Hunter Biden. Gosh. Well, see, the investigation of Hunter Biden is a problem because the path leads right to the big guy. The big guy. Oh, yeah, and Hunter Biden told his daughter that he has to pay all of his father's expenses, and he said to his daughter that I won't make you give me half your income like big guy makes me do, because he's got to fork over. Of course, the only reason he has these no-show million-dollar jobs is because his last name is Biden. So he revealed, and this is all, it's all out there in the public, but our news media has no interest in it because really they're Democrat Party front groups and they don't believe in truth, justice, the American way, none of that stuff. It's pretty amazing stuff. So we've got those stories. I don't want to smother them now because I want to get to them later. And this Twitter story, Barry Weiss, who is the former New York Times reporter who came to her senses, as I did, like when I was at CNN, came to my senses, had to leave to tell the truth, and she had to leave the New York Times to tell the truth. I was way ahead of her on this, I've got to say. But good for her, and she's a smart woman and seems like a very good woman. And you know, she's a Democrat and a New York Times lib, but that doesn't make it impossible that she's interested in the truth. I remember when liberals used to favor the truth, a lot of them anyway, and free speech. They used to favor the truth and free speech. They gave up on that a long time ago, the mainstream of the Democrat Party, because they've been taken over by the left. They're not liberals at all. But Barry Weiss... This is a dumb turn of phrase, claps back, but the Fox News headline, Barry Weiss claps back at critics, saying Twitter files cherry picks reporting. Twitter misled the public, she said, and she's starting her own media outfit. This is a big thing these days, and, you know, it's a good thing, because Barry Weiss is starting her own media outlet. The free press, I'm in favor of free press. It shouldn't be a corrupt. They are free to be corrupt if they wish to be. It's just that too many of them feel free to be corrupt. But Barry Weiss is starting her own media outlet because she recognizes that there's a need for news organizations that are interested in telling the truth and, you know, holding those in power accountable. It used to be to afflict the comfortable, and to comfort the afflicted, which is a very communistic sort of turn of phrase that media people have used for generations. But the Democrat Party today only afflicts along political lines, and they fluff along political lines as well. But these lefties, Matt Binder and Aaron Rupar and Keith Olbermann, Micah Lee, Tony Webster, all suspended from the Twitter. And the left is just in a panic. And they think that while their hypocrisy is on parade and out here in the light of day for everyone to see, they're actually accusing Elon Musk of being the hypocrite here because they have no sense of irony. Have you noticed that? I've been saying that for a long time. These lefties, they have no sense of irony whatsoever. They do the most ironic things every day. But they don't know. They don't know nothing about that. So I've got lots of good details for you on that. It's, I think, a fun story for a variety of reasons. And the left loves menacing, but they love assassins showing up outside and then mobs outside of the homes of Supreme Court justices with whom they disagree. And, you know, you got Chuck Schumer threatening Republican Supreme Court justices on the steps of the Supreme Court. Of course, that Democrat set himself on fire on Earth Day earlier this year, killed himself. Domestic terrorists, Antifa, arrested in Georgia, thrown in the hoosegow. El Salvador taking care of their gang problem in an old-fashioned way. And, of course, lots of LGBTQQIAA2+ stories coming up. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Give the gift of the Cheesecake Factory. Through December 31st, get a free $15 bonus card for every $50 gift card purchased at thecheesecakefactory.com or at any of the Cheesecake Factory restaurants. Visit thecheesecakefactory.com for more details.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7996. That's 800-613-7996. 800-613-7996. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What's your least favorite season? Now, if you're like me, it's cold and flu season. So get relief from it this year with Mucinex DM. With cough and chest congestion relief for 12 hours in just one dose. That's three times longer than four-hour products. Mucinex DM makes any season comeback season. Even cold and flu season. Get three times the relief in just one dose with Mucinex DM. It couldn't be simpler. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cough and cold remedies. Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for chest congestion and cough, day or night. Use as directed.
Dell Technologies Days of Deals for Business start now with fresh, limited quantity deals on tech to drive productivity. Save on select performance laptops and desktops powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered.
How about a tech gift that's music to her ears?
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at great prices this holiday. And right now at Staples, the new Apple AirPods Pro second generation is just $199. You save $50. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer ends 12/17. Limit 2 in-store only.
Do you owe more than $10,000 in VAT taxes? Good news. There's a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. Call U.S. Tax Shield, A-plus rated with the BBB, 800-391-5063 for your free consultation. And let U.S. Tax Shield protect you from the IRS.
In 2022, Oxfam will fight inequality to create a future of equal rights and equal treatment so that everyone can thrive, not just survive. At OxfamAmerica.org, learn how you can offer life-saving support to people experiencing crises right now while working to tackle the root causes of poverty and injustice for the long term. Together, let's make equality a reality at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy-to-prepare, ready-in-a-flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Also, there were documents released yesterday here in the 21st century in the year 2022 having to do with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That was in 1963. That was some time ago. And more documents were released yesterday. But oddly, perhaps not all of the government documents related to the John F. Kennedy assassination were actually released, and Joe Biden doesn't want thousands of documents released, which remain unreleased. And why? Why would we, all these many years later, not release government documents involving the investigation into the John F. Kennedy assassination? I think that's a very good question, because they should obviously all be released. We use a lot of ridiculous words in Washington like transparency. How about stop lying to us? How about stop engaging in cover-ups, which we see more and more of? And I'm the opposite of a conspiracy theorist, but these days, you know, more conspiracies have turned out to be true in the last couple of years than ever before in a couple-year period anyway. But the fascinating story about the release, the selective release in 2022 of U.S. government documents related to the investigation into the assassination of then-President John F. Kennedy, Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. And, Tucker Carlson last night, if you caught Tucker Carlson last night, speaking to unnamed sources, which is perfectly normal, of course, in journalism and in Washington, D.C., certainly, the newspaper is full of unnamed sources who we must take as though they're the burning bush. But Tucker Carlson, on his show last night, talked about CIA involvement and said that he has a source that he trusts and has confidence in, was asked, was the CIA involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy? CIA is not looking real good these days with penitentiary face Brennan and everything. You know, he voted for the Communist Party candidate for President of the United States, Gus Hull, and then Barack Obama made him CIA director in the United States of America. Was the CIA involved, Tucker Carlson asked his well-placed source. The answer is yes, the source said. I believe they were involved. I believe is a little bit squishy. It's a whole different country from what we thought it was. It's all fake, said the source. Well, let's release those documents, thousands more documents. Probably Brennan's cabal, you know, they're in there shredding and burning the remaining documents. But we shall see. Stay right there.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Yeah, the John F. Kennedy documents, why would we release those in 2022? Got to keep them a secret. The Daily Caller, quoting Tucker Carlson and his source, citing anonymous source, Tucker reports CIA was involved in the Kennedy assassination. Oh, that sounds outlandish, doesn't it? Doesn't sound as outlandish as it once did, perhaps. Fox News host and Daily Caller co-founder Tucker Carlson reported Thursday that the CIA was involved in the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy, citing an anonymous source. Well, of course, he's a former president. He was assassinated, for crying out loud. President Joe Biden issued an executive order to authorize the full release of the documents related to the assassination that have been hidden for decades. The National Archives and Records Administration released thousands of documents on Thursday. However, there's a big however, Tucker Carlson noted last night that the 1992 John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act that mandated all documents related to the Kennedy murder be disclosed by 2017. That's 5 years ago now. Both former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, however, have not fully complied. Let's ask President Trump about that. He probably didn't dive into the weeds on that, but his CIA director could have taken action on that. I think at the time it may have been Mike Pompeo. Thousands of pages of documents after nearly 60 years after the death of every single person involved in the assassination. But we still can't see them, Tucker Carlson said last night. So Tucker said he spoke to somebody who had access to the still hidden CIA documents. deeply familiar with what the documents contain, asked the person directly, did the CIA have a hand in the murder of John F. Kennedy? And the reply that he got, he quoted verbatim, the answer is yes, I believe they were involved. It's a whole different country from what we thought it was. It's all fake, said the source to Tucker Carlson. Well, we'll never know until we get the rest of the documents, but it looks like we're not going to get the rest of the documents anytime soon because, well, there is no explanation, and they don't have to explain. Don't you know who they are? They're the boss. They're in charge. And never mind that there was a congressional act passed mandating that they all be released by 5 years ago. Sure. Why would that be an issue? That's a pretty amazing story, I've got to say. We're also standing by for the National Archives to release documents on Hunter Biden and Burisma. But I fully expect that those documents will not be released because that's the government we have these days and that's the news media that we have these days. They should be outraged, and they should be pounding the table and have banner headlines that the government is still concealing thousands of documents having to do with the John F. Kennedy assassination in 1963. Honestly. Who's alive that could be held culpable if they had been involved in some way? It just, you know, it's not a conspiracy theory when you note the fact that they are still not releasing thousands of documents. That is a perfectly legitimate question in a constitutional republic, holding our government accountable and a congressional act mandating that they all be released by 2017, 5 years ago, not being respected by our own government, and our own news media has nothing to say about it. It's pretty extraordinary stuff, I gotta say. I did some research today because it's what I do. I do a lot of research. And I found a story from 2021. Hunter Biden's Ukraine salary was cut 2 months after Joe Biden left office. What? How can that be? Why would they do that? They're so mean in Ukraine. They were paying him like $999,946 a year or something like that based on a monthly salary times 12. And he never had to go to Ukraine, and he never worked in the gas industry or the energy industry, but his name is Biden, so he got the job. And the corrupt Burisma gas company that was paying him all this money for a no-show job was being investigated by Ukraine's chief prosecutor until Joe Biden went to Ukraine, and he threatened to withhold U.S. loan guarantees of more than $1 billion unless they fired the prosecutor that was investigating the company that Joe Biden's son was working for, or not working for, as the case may be. And all of that was fine with the New York Times and CNN, because you should shut up, racist. You know, that's basically the way the discussion goes. But from last year, the Ukrainian energy company that was paying President Biden's son, Hunter, $1 million a year, cut his monthly compensation in half 2 months after his father ceased to be vice president. Gosh, why would that be? From May of 2014, Burisma Holdings Limited was paying Hunter Biden $83,333 a month to sit on its board and do nothing. Invoices on his abandoned laptop show. That's why the news media had no interest in it, and Twitter covered it up, and Facebook, and the FBI was in there telling Facebook to not allow people to share this, even though the FBI had had the laptop for a year and knew exactly what was in it. Never mind that. They had spoken to Tony Bobulinski, CEO of one of the Biden family international corporations, and the FBI knew exactly what was going on, but you know, that's why we have T-shirts and coffee mugs at the Chris Plant Store with the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And if you go to the Chris Plant Store, you know, Christmas is coming. And there are bundled packages and Remember Normal and Resist We Much. You know, the liberals and their double standards. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. You can get all this great stuff at the Chris Plant Store. Go to chrisplant.com or the Chris Plant Store. And bundled packages where you save money by getting the bundle because it's the holiday season. Nothing that we sell is made in China because the communists use slave labor, and we're actually against slavery in the modern world. LeBron James, on the other hand, he's in favor of slavery in the modern world because he's got to pay for the gas and his jet travel, and you know that's the thing. So they were paying him $83,333 a month, and his friend Devin Archer was getting the same monthly salary from the Ukrainian gas company, and they I think they had to go to Monaco once to have dinner with people to show their faces, and that was about it. But then in an email from March 19th of 2017, Burisma executive Vadim Porozhansky asked Hunter to sign a new director's agreement and informed him the only thing that was amended was the compensation rate. And they cut his pay in half because his father was no longer vice president of the United States. But now he's president of the United States. So, you know, you know how this stuff works, right? You've seen gangster movies and things. This is how corruption works. And it's fine. But in any case, his salary was cut in half. The news media doesn't cover it. Twitter blocked people from sharing the story. The FBI was involved in keeping Facebook from allowing people to share the story. And all of that is fine. That's all just fine. So pretty amazing stuff. Now, there is a Fox News story from yesterday. A Fox News poll, bipartisan support for investigating Hunter Biden. Majorities also see wide range of problems with social media, from hate speech to political bias. Through the Democrats are brimming with hatred for just about everyone around them. And they have total access to all social media to express their contempt and hatred, as they always have. And, you know, that's it's America. You get to hate who you want. I don't know how they hate as many people as they do. Must be exhausting to hate all the people that they hate. How do you, liberals, what do you, you must go to bed early to, you know, get up to spew all that hate. But voters across the political spectrum believe it is important for the Justice Department to investigate Hunter Biden's business dealings with foreign governments. Recent revelations about social media companies tamping down the story in the run-up to the 2020 election have not changed voters' opinions, just as many feel it is important to investigate Hunter Biden now, as they did this past August earlier this year. The latest Fox News poll, released on Thursday, also highlights a range of concerns about social media companies and declining favorability ratings for Twitter in particular. Well, that's because liberals now don't approve of Twitter, whereas they always responded positively. And now they, you know, they hate Elon Musk, who was in good standing with them when he was the Tesla guy and the SpaceX guy. But then he started coming out for free speech, and the left, they don't like that. Now, he banned several left-wing radicals yesterday who were doing everything they could to menace the life of Elon Musk by directing stalkers to his movements and his whereabouts in real time. But that's okay. We're going to start doing that now with New York Times reporters and editors. Later today, we're going to start, triangulating on their cell phones and giving people their specific whereabouts, what restaurant they're dining at, and things. Of course, we're not really going to do that, but the left does that all the time. They do that with Brett Kavanaugh because they're still, even after the assassin was arrested outside his house, they're targeting him at restaurants in Washington, D.C., and lunatics showing up outside, making life uncomfortable for security personnel. It's fortunate that no one's been shot and killed just yet. But latest Fox News poll, range of concerns. Nearly three-quarters of voters, 72% of us, think that it's important for the Justice Department. That's never going to happen. It's Joe Biden's Justice Department. And Merrick Garland is a crook. He's proved it again. And he's a political partisan hack and America's chief law enforcement officer. So 72% of us think it's important for the Justice Department to investigate the younger Biden's business dealings with foreign governments, unchanged from the 72% who felt that way in August. That includes majorities of Republicans, 88%, Independents, 74%, and Democrats, 54%. 54% of Democrats think that it's important that the Justice Department investigate Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. That might be scored as progress, I guess. The problem is that Joe Biden and the Biden organized crime family, with their henchmen, you know, it's like, honestly, Fat Tony down at the Justice Department is his is his Attorney General, Merrick Garland. And he's, that's his gangster name, Fat Tony. And he's not going to invest. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. So pretty amazing stuff. Partisans disagree, however, on what the investigation into Hunter Biden's conduct will reveal. Republicans generally think Hunter Biden did something illegal in his business dealings with Ukraine and China. China, 70%. And that President Biden committed a crime related to his son's activities, 63% of Republicans. By contrast, just 1 in 10 Democrats think Hunter Biden, 11% of Democrats, or Joe Biden, 8% of Democrats, did something illegal. Well, that's because they haven't been getting the news for years. They only get tube-fed by the Democrat Party, and they leave out anything that, you know, never has heard a discouraging word. And the skies are not cloudy all day. So pretty amazing poll numbers there. Now, with that said, we're expecting, well, I'm not expecting, but the, rumor has it, word is, as Harry Reid used to say, White House in bind as archives nears release of Hunter Biden, Burisma emails. Now, this, I predict, will not happen, or they'll send Sandy Bergler in there. I know Sandy Bergler is no longer with us. He passed away. Don't you remember Sandy Bergler? He was National Security Advisor to Bill Clinton. He went into the National Archives and grabbed files full of one-of-a-kind, top-secret, classified documents having to do with the Clinton administration botching everything that led to the attacks of September 11, 2001, and the war that will never end. Right? But Sandy Bergler went into the archives and he stuffed his underwear and his socks with documents, one-of-a-kind classified, highly, extremely compartmented classified documents having to do with the lead-up to September 11, 2001, the terrorist attacks by the troglodytes. And Sandy Bergler absconded with those from the National Archives and destroyed them all so that the world would never find out what was in those documents. But it was no big deal, you know, because he's a Democrat. Sandy Bergler, again, no longer with us. I used to work with his daughter because his daughter worked at CNN because the networks hire all of the sons and daughters of the Democrat Party officials and apparatchiks. But never mind that. So White House in bind as archives nears release of Hunter Biden Burisma emails. Biden administration faces a difficult decision. It's not a tough one for them. Early next year, plenty of time to set up the fraud. Whether to block... They're going to the National Archives from releasing hundreds of Obama-era documents related to first son Hunter Biden and his relationship with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma while Joe Biden was vice president. Now, we have the great audio of Joe Biden bragging about getting the prosecutor fired that was investigating the corrupt gas company that was paying his son $1 million a year. And, of course, Joe Biden bragged about how Hunter Biden bragged about how his father made him hand over half of his income. Hunter Biden told one of his legitimate daughters. Amazing. The White House is mum about whether it will invoke executive privilege to stop the papers from becoming public on February 28th of 2023. I'm not Nostradamus, but I'm here to tell you they're not going to release. They're going to exercise executive privilege, and they're not going to allow the release of the documents. Sandy Bergler, again, I Googled Sandy Bergler this morning, documents socks, and the first thing that pops up is a left-wing Media Matters piece, Anatomy of a Smear, defending Sandy Bergler stuffing his underwear with one-of-a-kind documents about the lead-up to September 11th, which he then destroyed. But Democrats are okay with that. If they have to do the same thing here, they'll find a new Sandy Bergler to go in and stuff the documents. Maybe grab the JFK documents while you're at it and destroy all those too. Because, you know, the truth is not really the thing in Washington, D.C. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
You know, the holidays are here, in case you haven't noticed. Achieve gift-giving greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together specially curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero.
Go to omahasteaks.com to take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use the code PLANT at checkout and get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, had it twice in the last 2 weeks, ultra-juicy burgers, and comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks are ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Visit omahasteaks.com, 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code PLANT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. A minimum order may be required.
What's your least favorite season? Now, if you're like me, it's cold and flu season. So get relief from it this year with Mucinex DM. With cough and chest congestion relief for 12 hours in just one dose. That's three times longer than four-hour products. Mucinex DM makes any season comeback season. Even cold and flu season. Get three times the relief in just one dose with Mucinex DM. It couldn't be simpler. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cough and cold remedies. Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for chest congestion and cough. Day or night. Use as directed.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast. Bo Jackson talks about his greatest accomplishment.
July 21st, 1990, I took third strike on purpose right down the pipe, turned around, had a few choice words with the umpire. He proceeded to toss me out of the game, spent the rest of the day with my wife and my baby girl, who was born that morning at 6:30 a.m.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
May I ask how much you got paid?
I think it's reported I was paid handsomely. I don't want to say the exact number right now because I don't want to get it wrong. But I was paid very well.
Ah, yes. Hunter Biden, he was paid very well. He was paid handsomely. Handsomely. They need a lot of money for his lifestyle. I think crack is cheaper than it used to be, but with all the lockdowns and everything, I think the strippers and the hookers probably cost more than they used to. It's not one of my activities, but we could ask Hunter about it and probably learn a lot. It's good. What was it Joe Biden said a little while back? He was quoted as saying, nobody beeps with a Biden. Everybody uses the F word now with great alacrity. And nobody beeps with a Biden, and apparently that is the FBI doesn't. In fact, they assist the Bidens. They go to Facebook and tell Facebook, oh, you better not let people share that. That looks real bad. That looks real bad. That could be, and then later on they say, well, we didn't tell them what to do. We just explained that there was the possibility that there was some misinformation out there, you know. And also in the news today, Jill Biden, you know, not a doctor, Jill Biden, got a kind of a fake PhD from University of Delaware, where her husband provides a lot of the funding. It really is more and more like the Soviet Union every time you turn around. First Lady Jill Biden reportedly all in on Joe Biden's 2024 reelection bid. Well, sure, life's pretty good for her. You know, she married this jellyfish, and now she's the First Lady of the United States. Also, one of their grandkids and her new husband, they live in the White House. It's like the Clampets, you know? Honestly, it's like the Beverly Hillbillies have moved into the White House. Up on the third floor, they got the granddaughter that got married on the South Lawn recently, and her husband, they're both lawyers, but they can't afford their own housing because of Joe Biden and high interest rates, and Washington's an expensive city. So they live in the White House. That's got to be nice. Somebody should do a children's book about him. Hunter could do the art, you know, because he's a world-class artist. He's greater than Picasso. His pieces sell for, you know, more than some Picassos, at least, and he just spits stuff through a straw. Usually he sucks stuff through a straw. That's another thing. Yeah, she's all in, so we could be in big trouble. We've got Elon Musk and a whole lot more coming up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.